Hey, everybody, welcome into episode 36U of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny Enough. You may have noticed, the description says it's Andy Daly, such and such, 7-Eleven. Yeah, we're on vacation this week, so this is just the top of the show to do 36U. Here's the joy of what's happening. We got the kids back. Zoe and Oliver are back. Mm-hmm. Matt's always here. I mean, he's always here. Elliot, you know, he's got something to say, and there's Garen who's sweating up a storm. So we've got a lot going on. Apparently, I've just been told this part of the show is sponsored by GalacticSnacks.com. Once again, while I yelled at him on the air maybe four episodes ago about, Garen, just stop putting stuff up on your screen while I'm mid-sentence, he chose to put that up while I was mid-sentence. And then looked at me like, hey, nutbar, why haven't you mentioned Galactic Snacks yet? GalacticSnacks.com, head over there, use promo code PARDO, and you're going to get 20% off your first order. Bundled discounts don't apply. So there you go. Go to Galactic Snacks. We enjoyed some right before the show. We had some fudge-covered Oreos.
Yeah.
And then we also, I saw you had a Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
And then,
I was hungry. I didn't have lunch or breakfast, so I ate one of everything in that box, I think.
You know what's in that box? And there's no taste test to this. There's something called giant Skittles.
Yeah.
Which I got to imagine are just big Skittles.
But we still have to try it at some point.
At some point we will, but that's it. You know what they call that in the business? A tease.
Yeah.
All right, so because the letter is U, there's not a lot of sci-fi horror movies with the letter U. In fact, I only had two of them, and that was Urban Legend and Us.
What about Under the Tuscan Sun? Does that count?
It scared me because I know my life could never be like that. So that
Underwater
was frightening.
Is a good one.
Underwater, is that what you would have said, Garen, had you...
Probably.
All right. Elliot, did you have any U's?
Underworld?
Underworld. Yeah, that's a good one. Good one. All right. Zoe, would you have thought of a U?
Definitely not. Maybe Us, if I really thought about it.
Did you like the movie Us?
Never saw it.
You're going to love it.
I'm excited.
I liked it. Full disclosure, I liked it. Didn't love it. On the heels of Get Out, which I thought was great, I didn't think Us was as great.
Yeah. Did you hear about the new one? Them, maybe? Something like that?
I think
it's another, Or wait, it's like, do you know what I'm talking about? The new one. It's also like a singular pronoun or
it
something.
It is. I think I saw the trailer.
Stop? Is that what it's called?
Is it called Stop, Oliver?
I don't know. But he's producing a movie called Him.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. It's him. But that looks good. Does that look good, Oliver?
Yeah, kind of like a weird kind of, he's like a football player, but there's like a demon after him or something.
Yeah, you got a demon quarterback.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
It looks like the substance from Dudes.
Yeah.
Man.
So yeah, it's so it, it's,
I
so I was going to say
understand a word in that sentence.
Sounds like it's based on the product Hims, which is like
as a reminder, go to Hims.com, use promo code Pardo. Right? Weren't they a sponsor at one point?
They were.
Hims was
a
sponsor.
Yeah.
They've got.
I forgot about that.
They used to be a sponsor on here, and now Hims is huge.
Yeah.
They've got all sorts of things with Hims, and I got to be honest. I think if you use our code, you get something.
And I think they're huge because of the sponsorship.
There's no
of our
question
show. We put them up there.
Hims and U-turn turntables. You're welcome. All right, so because U is so difficult, we use the Pardomizer, which you can do at home as well. Pardomizer.com. You head over there. You see me in a sweater. It's a fun thing. I don't know what fan made that. And I don't know why he continues to pay for the domain and the hosting. Although I use it 3 times a year minimum.
Oh, wow.
I just used it for something else recently. I like it. It's fun.
Sure.
Go to the Pardomizer. All right. So the letter is G. So we're going to go around the horn very quickly. And then we're going to get to that Andy Daly episode that follows this. Mm-hmm. So, Oliver, for some reason, you as a guest of the show, you're up first.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have you go first, apparently, because I'm going to go around the horn in order. Oh, wait. Hang on. It's the letter game, starting with the letter. I'm singing it so the kids hear it, because they don't have headphones on. We start with the letter, and end with the name. It's the Never Not Funny letter game. Oliver, what is your G, horror or sci-fi?
There's a lot of good options, but I'm going to go with Gremlins.
Gremlins? Who's the star of that, Oliver? Name the kid's name.
No clue.
Zach? Is it a Zach, Garen?
I believe it's Gizmo.
Zach. It's Zach.
They're not real, Oliver.
It's not Gilligan.
It is.
Is it Gilligan?
Isn't it Zach Gill?
I don't know. I don't. I never.
Is it
like
Kim Gilfoyle
again?
Oh, it is. It's Zach Galligan.
Galligan?
I thought that was the guy from Friday Night Lights.
I played
Matt
Galligan.
Sorensen.
That's Matt Sorensen.
But I thought the actor's name was all. It's Zach something.
Yeah. What's this guy? Zach.
Zach Galligan.
Like a lady down south.
Sounds wrong.
Galligan.
I'd like to change. I'd like him to change that to Gilligan.
Don't you remember watching Galligan's Island? It wasn't successful. It was a big island that had all the amenities. It just didn't work. It's like
there was no conflict.
There's no conflict. The premise is okay.
Zach Guilford is the other one.
Who is it?
Zach Guilford.
What about Jack Guilford? He was a comedic actor who may or may not have died. He died probably 45 years ago.
Jeez.
He was an old man when he was popular. If he pulled up a picture of Jack Guilford right now, you would know who it is.
Like Jack Palance.
Jack Palance was a man. Jack Guilford is like this character actor that you would, I'll be honest, you would never describe as a man.
Okay.
You would go, look at this.
Seems insulting, but.
But it is. Remember that guy?
What a weird picture.
Well, Garen shows maybe the worst photograph in the history of this man.
It looks, you would recognize him on my screen. He looks.
Garrett, there has to be an 8x10 or something. Not something that his grandchild put on. Grandpa, take a photo. I want a photo of you in the garden with the sun blinding you.
The photographer's like, hey, Jack, take two steps back so that the sun is right in your face, but only covering a third of your face.
I think this photo is 50 years old.
And who used it?
There he is.
There's Jack Guilford.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yes.
He was in everything.
Did he have the roles that Balaban has now?
No, this guy was more—he was more of like a sad sack.
Nebbish,
definitely nebbish.
He wasn't. Balaban always kind of plays a dickhead.
Yeah, he plays a dickhead executive.
And I feel like this guy was in a commercial that ran 20,000 times.
He was, and is it? It's not. Don't squeeze the Charmin. It is something though.
Something.
What commercial was he in, Garen? And it was in. To your point. For 30 years.
Yeah.
Like we saw this guy.
Couldn't escape it.
He maybe had some little glasses on.
He can't
Cracker
see.
Cracker Jacks? Cracker Jack?
Maybe.
A series of television commercials for Cracker Jack in the 1960s.
Oh. Well, that's before
I feel like there was one in the 80s.
I think there was one in the 80s.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And then I would have said, when did he die? 2002? 1997? When did we lose Jack?
Much sooner than I thought.
Is he still with us?
No, he died in 1990.
He never got to hear Hootie. He never had a chance to hear Pearl Jam.
No, he was in early on them.
He did hear them.
He actually died at one of their concerts. He got trampled.
Sure, he was up in Seattle. Old man enjoying that hot new band. All right, well, good for him. All right, Garen, what's your G movie?
Gerald's Game. Sounds like a J, but it's a G.
You are going out of your way to not get the con.
It's a stupid game movie.
Yeah, but you don't want the con. You don't want the con. You're matching me. Do you think I'm saying that?
I don't know.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now. I didn't.
I do have another option. If you want to switch.
No.
All right.
That's yours.
Is Gerald's Game about someone who kills people at private Hollywood poker games?
No, it's about a woman
just,
who gets
had snot shoot on my nose. I
handcuffed
so
to her bed, and then her husband dies.
Okay.
Oh,
so not my
creature.
Joke thing.
No, just joke.
Hey, that's my line.
I know. But
can't steal my line.
You were busy blowing your nose, so I had to say.
I actually wasn't blowing my nose. I was trying to get it back in. I don't know what happened. I laughed, and it came out like I was a hillbilly, a hill person. All right, Elliot. I'm sorry to say you can't say Gerald's Game.
it's off the table.
I was really hoping for it. I feel like since you said it already, I have to say it. Get Out.
Yeah. Oh, I did. Oh. I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah. It may not be it, but I would feel bad leaving it on the table.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. It was a good movie. Our friend, if I'm not mistaken, our friend Bradley Whitford's in that.
Yeah.
Follow up. Not our friend.
No, but
not yet.
Soon.
Thank you, Garen. Positive. You know what? I'm throwing him on the list. John Leguizamo. Mm-hmm. Who's the other guy? Shea Whigham. And Bradley Whitford are welcome on this show. And, of course, Cher.
Yeah.
And Bette Midler. And Patti LuPone. Anytime.
Well, I've told
you. Mandy Patinkin.
Zoe goes to school with Bradley Whitford's
grandniece.
That's good, Zoe. Never Not Funny. Is it going to book itself?
But he's at the shows. Like,
yeah, he's always in the front row. He's like...
How many scarves does he wear to these shows?
At least two.
He loves a scarf. Yeah. He loves a scarf. He likes to look like a community theater director.
Walks basically what he is at this point.
He's nailing it. Yeah, he's
He's very outspoken. He hates our president. I don't like that part of his own, of course. I said this would be 7 minutes. We're at 9:12.
Yeah.
Zoe, your G, horror or sci-fi?
I'm sad because Elliot took mine. I wanted to say Get Out, but I will say Godzilla.
Nice. Godzilla, that monster comes. What does he do, Oliver?
Well, I know he's got to go. Go.
Oh,
you're singing. That's the Blue Oyster Cult song.
Yes, it is. What does Godzilla do?
don't know. He steps on the billing, I guess.
he's just a tourist at the end of the day.
He's just visiting
Tokyo.
Right? But he's clumsy.
He's very clumsy. He doesn't know what to do with those feet.
American. He's just destroying everything as he goes through.
It's not his fault he can't fit on the sidewalk.
That's true.
Right? I blame the city planning. Yeah. Let's widen those walks.
Well, they didn't know that Americans were going to show up.
Is he American, Godzilla?
He's our fault.
Yeah. He's our fault. We blame him.
Because it's an allegory about nuclear weapons.
Is this COVID all over again? It was born in the lab?
No.
We're putting Fauci in jail.
We dropped nukes on their country, and so what they did is they made a movie about a monster that was grown out of the ocean because of that.
I see.
It all makes sense.
I paid no attention to these movies yet. I like them.
That Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, it's flawless.
So one of them.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you. That's our postman. He likes being on the air from time to time.
How many times does he ring?
Twice.
Always?
Very nice. Very nice. The kids don't know that.
I don't need to know that.
Darren, who's that to?
That is to me.
What the fuck is going on?
What's going on today?
Care of Colin Treat.
What?
He sent my book to sign and send to him.
That makes sense.
What's going on? Your book today, too. What book is this? The Darkest Hours, or
Demonic and Other Tales, available on bookshop.org if you don't want to go to Amazon.com.
I don't.
Bookshop.org. We're having a sale. Probably over by the time you hear this.
Yeah. It's Prime Day.
Amazon's also having a sale, so yeah. you got competing sales going on, Gary.
Yeah.
Again, by the time people hear this, neither of those things will be true anymore.
Yeah. Then tomorrow, I think.
Can I recommend for both sides? Use promo code PARTY.
Just give it a try. See what happens.
The worst that happens is you don't get a discount.
Yeah. That's right.
I did that, actually, yesterday. I ordered something, and now I cannot remember what it is, but I put in... Oh, no, it was the Sinners. I bought the Sinners vinyl.
And?
Pardo, just for the hell of it. It did not work.
Oh, sorry.
So if Made by Mutant wants to sponsor, let's go.
All right.
I don't know what he just said. Their record label.
Matt is your guess. Thank you, Gary.
Well, Zoe stole mine, just like Elliot stole hers. I want to say Godzilla, too. I strongly believe it will be Godzilla, but I want to say something that hasn't been said yet. So I will say... You're never going to say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do you want to split Gerald's game?
I'm going to say Gravity.
Gravity. That's the beautiful Sandy Bullock and George Clooney. They're up in space, Zoe. They're floating around. You don't know where they're going to land.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You ever see Gravity?
Nope. Never heard of
it. It's okay.
Yeah, we got some Oscar noms.
Right? You ever see it, Oliver?
No, I've never seen it.
It's got that George Clooney. You like him. You like that high and tight haircut of his.
Love George Clooney.
It's directed by Iñárritu, I think. Is that right? One of those guys.
I don't know.
I think it was him. It was not. Or maybe...
Alfonso Cuarón.
I think it
might have been Paul Michael Glazer.
I get those guys confused. Sorry, Mexican filmmakers, I mix you up sometimes.
Not the Paul Michael Glazer callback.
Thank you, Garen. Hey, speaking of callbacks, remember on 36T, I got the Never Not Funny LPGA sticker that I was going to put on the that fit beautifully on top of the magnet. Mm-hmm. And so in between recording, I've done that. I've taken the sticker and put it on the magnet. This will make Elliot happy. I missed. And so it's just a little off.
Oh, no.
So you see a little bit of the magnet on the bottom, and then if you look from behind, there's a little bit of sticker.
Oh, no.
But it's not enough to trim.
Right.
Oh, you don't think... Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's going to haunt you, isn't it?
It actually isn't. It's right. Luckily, it's behind me, and I will never see it again. But it looks great. Speaking of Colin Treat, he sent that in. Colin Treat found the mailbox, apparently, this week and sent some stuff here.
Guess so.
All right, here we go. We have no fans on this because this was spur of the moment.
Yeah.
So here we go. You guys, I only have three.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number three, The Gathering.
Oh, boy.
The Gathering. Garen, I think that's one you love.
Oh, wait. I just remembered what I wanted to say.
What'd you want to say?
The Grudge.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll stick with my other answer, Gravity.
The Gathering. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, dude.
Gotta see The Gathering.
You gotta see The Gathering. Google it. Google The Gathering.
Yeah.
From 2002. No, that's The Gathering Storm. I don't know what this is. 2003.
Yeah, it is scary.
Christina Ricci?
You won't believe how scared you are at this movie.
This is not a real movie.
I don't know what it is.
You wrote down a word and hoped that was a horror movie.
Boy, I was convinced.
Is it not a movie?
It sounds like a horror movie.
It's a British movie. Yeah. Horror movie. Yeah,
it's a British horror movie. Can I tell you something?
From when?
Here's where I found this. I ended up going to, there's a thread on Reddit that has You probably have seen it.
I've visited that many times for this game.
And gee, there's not a lot. Mm-hmm. And they all these film horror film nerds all say, well, number one, it's The Gathering. And then, but if I have to pick it, here's my second choice.
Interesting.
They all raved about The Gathering. And I don't know what it is.
Who are the? Is this in the subreddit British filmmakers who worked on The Gathering?
Yeah, but if you have a G, so I used it. So yes. All right, number two. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
I didn't say that specifically because I know how much you hate it.
Well,
I figured you would never. Pick
I that. Don't hate it. It's just not funny. Mm. It's the Robert Wool of movies. It tells you it's funny, but there's no evidence of it. I think it's a fine movie.
It's kind of like this show. It's just hanging out with fun people for 2 hours.
That's kind of what Ghostbusters is.
Yeah.
Although I'm told offset, that is not what it was at all. Nobody had a good time making Ghostbusters.
Well, that's a shame.
Sorry.
That's a shame. That's what killed Harold Ramis.
Oh, no.
He wanted to have fun. Nobody else did. It broke him.
And so 14 years later, he died.
Give him another shot, at least.
Give him another shot to do Ghostbusters 2. which I love that logo. I love that little ghost holding. He's got number two.
Yeah.
Love it.
Brilliant.
I made a wood shop. I cut out, it was just the regular Ghostbusters, but I cut out a Ghostbusters thing to have that symbol.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
I gotta be honest with you, I love it.
It's one of the all-time great logos.
It's a great logo.
It's a great logo, and it was very hard to cut out on a bandsaw.
What did you use, bandsaw?
Bandsaw.
Did you think about a lathe at all? To round the edges?
I had used a lathe for a bowl,
yeah,
but not for this.
You would not use a lathe for this.
I don't think so.
I just like the word lathe.
It's a good word.
All right, and number one, and I'm sad to say we have no winners.
Oh.
But oddly enough, something we talked about at length on or off the air?
Okay.
On the last episode? Was it the last episode? I think it was.
I don't know what you're...
I don't know what it is.
Ghost.
Oh.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Huh.
You're thinking it's not horror? It's ghost.
We have said in the past that if a ghost is involved, it doesn't matter whether it's funny or not. It's a horror movie.
That has been said in this room, and I, in my head, did not agree with it. But I accept it.
This is... It's a ghost.
I've never seen Ghost, so I can't really say one way or the other. But to me, that seems like a romance, a supernatural romance.
Supernatural will be... Then it falls under sci-fi.
And there's a thriller part, too, because isn't it like a murder mystery?
There is a horror element to it.
And there also is a horror element to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Shadow people are...
There's peril.
Pretty creepy.
It's no Gathering, but it's...
nothing is.
Nothing is. Scared that
The Gathering is a singular film.
We all have to go watch that now.
My fourth choice, and I didn't say it out loud, was Garen.
He's a horror show.
He's a horror show.
That would be a great name for a horror movie, though.
Just Garen.
Garen.
Just make it. Just follow him around with a camera.
It's about an intern who snaps and kills everybody.
A very small.
It's the intern that wouldn't leave. And then snaps and kills everybody. Yeah. So you got to. You know what? It writes itself.
Write what you know.
Thank you, Garen. You're welcome to this premise.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we got to go. Hey, coming up here this episode, I want to say, what is it? 1602.
Yes.
1602. This is the very famous, if you're new to Never Not Funny, you may not have heard this, or if you've been listening for years, you're going to be grateful that you get to hear it again. This is the very famous episode where something was going on with the 7-Eleven sign. Mm-hmm. Andy Daly was our guest, and we all went over there one by one to try to figure out what was going on with the 7-Eleven sign.
Yeah.
And it is honestly 2 hours of stupidity,
mm-hmm.
and which describes every episode of this, but this one gets a trophy. So enjoy what you're about to hear. Don't forget Galactic Snacks, head over there, and any of our sponsors. And, of course, you're always welcome to use promo code Pardo at any site you want to go to. Until then, on behalf of Oliver, Garen, Elliot, Zoe, and Matt, I'm Jimmy. We'll see you next time on the podcast. Here comes 1602.
Please don't take this personnel. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way.
It's a different year, different season. This is Daddy's Dojo.
It's phenomenal.
I'm a gracious human being. Everybody's taking a branch to my cage.
Balloons.
Where's your bread bag now?
Everywhere we go, it's tostada this, tostada that.
On tape. It's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome into the program, Never Not Funny. Jimmy Pardo here. On the my shirt is the negative of Tony Thaxton's shirt.
That's true.
I just discovered Tony's got the black with the white sleeve. I'm going with the white with the black sleeve. Classic concert jersey attire. I want to say this is from 1984, the one I'm wearing. Is that accurate?
Take a look at the back there. 85, maybe?
Stand up. 84.
Is that 84?
Chicago, yes, 17.
That's the Chicago 17 tour. Now, do you guys hear that little...
just your headphones.
I need to bring my new headphones in.
One of those things that isn't in the recording.
I brought some new ones. It's not in the recording, but we hear it live in the room.
It's just in your cans.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All of our cans.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Anyway, Tony, looks good. Now, that's just generic. That you don't have... Is there a rock and roll outfit on the back of that shirt?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Just the... yeah, all right. It's cool. All right. We all wear different things. I'm not... certainly not the...
fashion plate.
I'm not going to make Blackwell's list. Right?
He's dead, right?
Yeah, but isn't it like Miss Abby or Dear Abby, where like somebody carried on his...
A committee is behind it.
Somebody, possibly. Somebody's done that. Anyhow, we wish him and his family long.
It's important work.
Very important work. That was a big deal in the 70s, that guy in his best dress. But then I think the internet and e-television took that away from that man with that
Christian
Joan Rivers.
Kosciuszko.
Hey guys, did we talk about it on this? He's sick or something, huh?
Yeah, I think Dave Holmes told us he was not doing well.
Mm. Mm.
Delicious water.
Mm.
Oh, God. Mm. If you drink that whole thing, I'll give you $5. Mm. Don't put it down. Drink the whole thing in one gulparoony. Oh, you're really going to do it.
We're going to have to take an early break.
We're going to take the earliest break we've ever taken. It's so worth it, though. It's the best $5 I've ever spent. Mm.
Success.
Wow. If you didn't think 1601 was the dumbest show we've ever done, you just kicked this in the ass. By the way, that 1601, that show last week, by the way, if that had no top on it, could we agree that was like maybe the best shot in the history of that?
That was amazing.
Thank God Elliot didn't capture any of that on the camera.
Nope.
It's the worst fucking videographer in the world.
What happened?
Tony, that was not yours. But Tony, while you're there, will you grab me another water, please? I just drank that as a gag, and I'm going to have to wet my whistle. There's Tony. He's wearing that shirt. I would get an iron-on on that. I would put an iron-on on it.
Sure.
And make that some sort of a retro. You can go on eBay and look up retro iron-ons, Tony, and then iron it on. Maybe Peter Frampton would be an option. Don't fucking give me the no face when I'm giving you good ideas. Maybe REO Speedwagon. Journey? I'm talking retro.
Now he's just humoring you.
Yeah,
well,
I know
he would go more with like a Star Wars.
That's not. I got no interest in that. Although that is from that era.
That looks like what it should be.
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah,
they all were that iron on from those days. Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh yeah.
I like Smokey.
Someone just came.
I don't know. I think Elliot took the time to whip his cock out, jerk off, and come in that little amount of time. Maybe it was already a wreck from the way I drank that water.
It was very exciting.
Anyway, 1601 was great. Tony, you were not here. We missed you. You know that.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, the greatest thing about 1601 is first of all, it's the dumbest show we've ever done, and it may be in my top three favorite shows of all time.
Yeah.
Secondly, you texted the second that you walked out of here. You texted the tarp is still on.
Yeah.
On the 7-Eleven.
Right.
In fairness to Garen, doesn't look like a tarp at night from a distance, and if he doesn't know what we're talking about,
right, right.
But now when you drive past it now, it's like, hey, dumb fuck, how do you not see there's a tarp on there?
Well, he walked right up to it. I mean, it wasn't like he was looking from down the block.
Did you ever see his website? He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a mess.
We kind of sent him over there just for that purpose, like to check out what was going on with the sign, didn't we? I don't really remember.
No, that was the reason, and then it became hot dogs.
Right.
We didn't send him over there for hot dogs.
But my point is... If the only reason you're going over there is to find out what's going on with the sign, maybe give it a good long look.
Yeah.
Decide what
before
that is.
Before you report back, nope.
And I thought we were clear about the fact that the tarp has the 7-Eleven logo on it.
Didn't he
But it's
also,
just a filthy white tarp.
I'm even going to call it a beige.
Yeah.
Because it's so filthy.
It is. It's a dirty, dirty
Is it,
tarp.
Did he say on the air or off the air that he thought it was, we met the sign right above the store?
Oh, was that his excuse?
That was his excuse. Well, then you know what? Look at the other fucking sign, too.
Yeah, while you're
there's
there.
There's two signs. While you're there on signed recon.
When your eyes aren't doing anything else, walking towards the sign we're talking about.
Look at all signage.
Take a peek.
And if you don't see it on the one above the door, maybe you assume, it must be the other one.
Yeah.
And then
rule
it out.
They meant, the one with the tarp on. Is that what they're talking about?
How do we fire him? How do we convince him to quit? What do we do?
I don't know.
What do we do?
I don't see why anyone would ever quit this, Jimmy.
You know what? You're not wrong about that. It's a nice time, and all my razzing aside, it's all done with love.
I think he was saying that for humor, since he gets his ass kicked every week.
Yes, I understand. And I tried to make it nice. I tried to do what they call a make nice. Nobody's ever said that.
Hey, question for you. What's the etiquette on this? I know how I feel about it. I know how I want to feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
As I was coming down the coming up the 4/5 today, so on Uber, guy sitting in the back. It was a Prius Uber, and he's sitting in the back like it's a limousine. Now, whenever I've gotten in an Uber, now make no mistake, here's how I feel about it.
You want to sit.
I want to sit in the back, yeah. But it's a human being's car.
Yeah.
They're not in in chauffeur clothing.
Right.
They're
not wearing a little hat.
Right.
Gloves.
So I sit there. I go, where do you want? I always say, where do you want me? They go, wherever you want, sir, which fucks it up. So then I end up sitting next to them, mm-hmm. which is fine. But I think if you sit in the back, you're kind of a dick.
I agree.
If you're in somebody's car doing Uber.
I agree.
Unless it's that super Uber or whatever it's called.
Uber Black.
Uber Black. And by the way, once you go Uber Black, you know this.
Yeah, they never go Uber back.
No, it's expensive. what's it called? I'm going to go right to my, what they call an app. I have Tony, I don't know if you have this over there. I have what they call applications on my phone.
Uh-huh. Is one of them the Uber application?
Yeah, I do have the Uber.
They got that on apps now.
What?
That's the whole thing is an app.
They don't have it online? It's not online? You can't go online?
I don't know. That's a good question. But I think it launched, doesn't it?
It doesn't want to pick me up at all here today.
I have it open.
Let me ask you a question, Tony. With you have that open, do you feel sorry for Lyft at this point? When you see those little pink mustaches going around town, like they've just...
Well, have you noticed the new thing is that instead of the big mustache on the front, they have a little one on the dash. They like realized this isn't nor is it making anyone happy.
But I do feel bad for them. Like they feel it's.
I do too, and I've heard that it's actually better.
That's what I've heard too.
I don't know why that's true. I've heard that from a guy who drives for them. Is that
maybe
a tainted
Oh, here we go. Source. Tony, I'm in. I got, do I want $30 rides, get $30 ride? Oh, give 30, get 30. What? Oh, if I gift some rides, I get the money back. Okay, so they got the, Lux is the one. That's the one where it's kind of like.
That's even above Black?
Boy, they're 18 minutes out, though. If I want an SUV, I got 4 minute wait time. If I want a black car, I get 4 minute wait time. If I want the plus, I got a 6 minute. It seems weird. And then UberX, that's your cheapie. That's like just you show up.
Right.
You know, I got to sit next to your kid's car seat. 4 minutes. 4 minutes on that. Oh wait, what's UberXL now? What's this, guys?
This is not a commercial.
That's also a 4 minute. No, it's not. But anyway, the guy was sitting in the back. Maybe uncomfortable for both of them.
I will prove it's not a commercial by saying that I think the reason why people say Lyft is better is because of all the like incidents that have happened with Uber where people get beat up or whatever. Right? Crazy things seem to be happening.
It's usually in other countries, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
Because I think India did a thing where they're like, oh, you have to do special new things if you're Uber in order to be in our country because there was a lot of attacks.
A lot of assaults. Attacks.
Well, I know. And then there's also people hate that surge pricing. Which is, you know, surge pricing. Like, if there's a concert, then suddenly the prices are, like, four times as expensive.
Oh, is that true? Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about that. That's, hey, you know what, though? I mean, listen. It's still better than calling and waiting for a cab.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I'm getting what I can only assume is a very important text message. Okay.
Is it Johnny Uber?
That's from Ileana Douglas.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Text messaging.
Watch your toes, guys. Some names are dropping.
That's my friend Ileana Douglas. We were talking about John Hamm. but that's cool. And I think Weird Al might be involved in that conversation. I forget who's all involved in that conversation, but it's a multi-level.
Oh, you weren't kidding? There really is a John Hamm component to that text?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just wanting, I was going to keep adding names to it.
You sold it very,
I'm
very
good actor.
You
like,
are.
Against all my...
you sell it short all the time, but...
Yeah.
You're trained. You went to school for it.
Yeah, but you have to know that sounds like you insulted me.
I don't know why.
I said I'm a pretty good actor. You go, you're trained.
Oh.
Yes, I'm trained. But
no, I said, you're trained.
I also took a golf lessons.
I didn't hear it as insulting. I heard it as, yeah, you're a good actor. You trained.
Yeah, I've got some videotape proof of that. what were we talking about? Uber. All right. So, but again, my whole point, I feel bad for the Lyft as well.
Don't sit in the back.
Lyft feels to me like they're the never not funny of car rides where they were first and they did a terrific job. And then here comes Mark Uber and to put us all out of business.
Right. What the truck.
Right. You know what? Who cares? That's an off the air topic. What the truck. I like that.
Mm.
No, you know what I like about that? I think, here's the thing, because I looked this, I don't think there's one here in L.A. yet, but up in San Fran, and I think, I forget where the other city is, maybe it was Miami, where if you need just a you don't need movers, but you need like
a pickup,
one thing brought over to your house. They have like lugs or something. Is there one here in LA that you know of?
I don't know. That is a good, that's a thing I've needed in the past.
I need it now, which is why I was looking it up. But What the Truck is a great name
for that.
Yeah.
WTT.
WTT. And then you say, you do it that way and say, I need a guy. How far away are you?
I thought you were going to say we should start doing our show on the back of a pickup truck.
I'm not against that either.
Just drive around town.
Let's do something to jazz this fucking thing up.
Yeah.
Sixth and ninth year. 9 years we've been doing this.
Yeah.
Wow.
As a reminder, we didn't come from radio.
True.
We didn't come from our own TV shows. We didn't come from movies. We were jackasses that started a podcast in a house, and we've done very well for ourselves.
Amen.
So enjoy 16 episode 16 season. Hi, I'm Jimmy. If you're not on board the Players Club, now's the time to get on board. It's early on. You can do it anytime, as Matt always points out. You could always upgrade to the VIP too if you've not done that. If you decide, hey, I got a little extra change now, I can get that shirt. You can always do that. Yeah. Players Club gives you another episode every week. It also gives you a video for this episode and a video for the Players Club. We try to do bonus episodes from time to time. Those have not been as frequent as they were in past years.
Right, your schedule is busier, so we're not doing as many live shows.
Plus, we're doing twice as many shows.
Thank you, Ellie, for pointing out the obvious. Which is because I know Matt and I both feel bad that we're not doing as many bonus episodes. But you know what? As Oliver and Zoe and Charlie do it less than Charlie as they get older, it is harder to travel to do these live shows.
Yeah.
And then I just like being home, and I can't tell you, I haven't done a Jimmy Pardo show in town here other than that. Like, I haven't done...
Yeah, that used to be a lot of the bonus stuff in the old, Primo days was just a live...
The game
Running
show.
Your Trap or You Fascinate Me or whatever.
I haven't done those in years.
Yeah, those were fun.
They were fun, no doubt about it.
No diggity.
Wait, do the Mickey Mouse song?
Which one?
Hot diggity dog. How's it go?
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. It's a brand new day. What you waiting for? Get up, stretch out, get on the floor. Hot dog, hot diggity dog. Grab your boots and a suitcase. Let's start a parade. Get the coconut drum kit for Daisy to play. Tony laughing made me laugh.
Tony, don't fuck this up by having fun. You understand? Garen doesn't do that shit.
Yeah, he never laughs.
He never
laughs. God bless him.
God bless
him. Guy doesn't get it.
He actually laughs a lot, but he refuses to let the outside world know.
It doesn't make any noise
at all.
And no, there's no visual indication either. It's
nope.
Just a complete...
He's one of those guys. Like, that was the greatest day of my life.
Yeah.
Nobody would know that.
Yeah.
Nobody would know that.
We miss him. Oh, wait, he was here last time.
He was here for 1601, yeah.
Yeah.
That rare nighttime record of ours. I did not. This comes out next week, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I apologize. We're going to do some timely material, but there's no point in that.
No.
Right?
Are sick of hearing about it.
I didn't watch it anyway.
Yeah, I'm sick of hearing. It's 2 days after the Grammys. I'm already sick of hearing.
Right? Enough of the bullshit. Who gives a fuck about Beck? In 2015. It's one of those things where back in the 80s and 90s, when somebody like Beck won an award, everybody would be up in arms because it's like, the voters are out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, everybody's like, well, yeah, they got it. They're on. These are sharp people. No, they're still out of touch. He's not relevant.
The only thing worse than the Grammys when they're out of touch is the Grammys overcorrecting for being out of touch, like when Arcade Fire won. And I like Arcade Fire. I like that album. But it's embarrassing when the Grammys pretend that they're not out of touch because it always looks so obvious and awkward. It's just like, ugh.
Now, I don't know enough about him this year. You know what? Maybe Beck's album is the best of the year. I don't know. I know that listen, even in my own shit taste of music, I had a tough time finding five that I loved this year. So...
Yeah.
Do I think 6 a.m. should have won Album of the Year over Beck? Yeah, I enjoyed it more.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you that. I only heard a little bit of the Beck, though. I'm not a Beck guy. I never was a Beck guy.
I don't like, I have to quote our friend Joe Blankenship. He liked 90s Beck. I agree. Like, I don't like this. And I think he called him, I don't sleepy like sleepy, Beck? Sleepy time Beck.
Is that what he called him?
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I liked Beck when Beck was like an alternative sort of quasi hip hop. You know, he started out sort of doing rap and then sort of phased into some other stuff. But now he's just playing James Taylor music.
I was gonna say he could be on the wave.
It's so boring to me.
Right. Here's Beck.
And I haven't heard the whole album. I'm sure it's very good.
94.7 The Wave. Is that our buddy Mike Sacularides? Is he on the wave?
I don't know. I thought that was the new Rihanna song. That's how out of touch I am.
Tony, pull up the Beck album, if you would, and play the single for us a little bit. Let's, as we just said, we're not going to talk about this. Will you play a little snippet of it? Because I
heard him perform the one song with Chris Martin, and if that isn't a 1-2 punch of dull.
Oh, man. You're not kidding.
Holy crap. It's so dangerous to put that on at the 11 o'clock hour when people are getting sleepy anyway. It's like, man, you don't want people to see the end of this show.
Because they're going to give Beck an award.
The crazy thing with this, I know you didn't watch it. The crazy thing this year is they gave away the last award, and then there were two more musical performances with an ad break. I was like, well, you're done.
You're done.
Get us out of here.
It was never about giving the award away. It was always about, you know, promotions and such. But it was different. At least people were promoting the current album. And now it's just about who are the bigger stars we can get. It just seems like everything's like.
It's also what weird, unexpected collabo can we.
Now, who did Tom Jones sing with? Who did Sir Tom sing with?
He sang. Well, that was good, actually. Who was it? It was Jesse J.
That's right. And then Annie Lennox was with who?
Annie Lennox was with Sam Smith. Sam Smith. I think. No, I'm sorry. Sam Smith sang with Mary J. Blige. Annie Lennox. Oh, sang with Hosier.
Hosier.
That guy. Take him to church.
Is it ISIS?
Oh my God! Yeah. If they snuck that in under our noses,
what a shit day to bring that up. I apologize to America.
Luckily, this is a week later. No one cares.
None of this is relevant.
Yeah.
Although in a week, who knows, man? If we, I think we gotta take care of business as a country. As far as I'm concerned, at the risk of sounding like Ted Nugent, we gotta do something, man.
Something's I thought you were about to say we have to take our business elsewhere, which I didn't know what that meant, but I like
the idea. I didn't say it.
I like using
you misunderstood the, something I didn't say.
Well, what did you say?
We gotta take care of business as a country.
TCOB.
Yeah, it's enough's enough with these assholes. Right. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm practicing. I'm going to be on with Carolla and Dennis Miller soon. So I'm practicing.
Fantastic.
Are
you PO'd?
At risk of pissing off our liberal friends, let's go. I'm tired of this shit.
I think everybody's on board with the let's go.
Thank you, Elliot. Thank you. As opposed to Matt sitting over there, wishy-washy bullshit.
Yeah.
Get out of your Los Velas fucking head and acknowledge that we got a situation here.
Will do.
all right, let's hear a little Beck. That'll... No, just put the microphone by it.
Okay.
Put the microphone by it. Is this the single, quote unquote?
I believe so.
Yeah. All right. What's the name of the tune?
Blue Moon.
This is Bone.
Yeah, I think you would like this album, actually, based on the 5 seconds I just heard.
Shut it down. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, whenever I'm in, like, Ross, I'm looking to dress for this.
Right.
And, like, James Blunt comes on, and I'll go, hey, you know what? This isn't a bad song.
Right.
Sam Smith or any of these guys where, like, you know what? Let me go to my Shazam. I have what they call an application, Tony, and I got Shazam on this thing. And let's see if it does it. The most recent one was Bonfire Heart by James Blunt, because I wanted to know what song that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, does it have a thing where it says what I've done? My Shazam, maybe? Is that? There we go. All of Me by John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
And then something by Eric Wrights called Real Time. You familiar with that?
Is that the theme to the show with Bill Maher?
Yeah.
Tony, pull that up. He spells his last name R-E-I-T-Z. But here's my point. I want you to hear a little bit of this. And
you're saying if Beck does it, it's cool. If these guys do it,
yeah, it's
lame.
Yeah. Why is that? Because this guy at one point had two turntables and a microphone.
That's right.
And let's remind ourselves.
That's where it's at.
Where it's at. The good news about that is I could dust that joke back off and be relevant. All right, here's a little Eric Wright's called Real Time.
Jimmy, we barely heard any of it.
How's that any different?
Yeah. Fair point. Let's see how much echo.
Sounds a little more country. It's got that slide guitar.
It's got a little bit of that Maroon 5, Jason Mraz,
and Train.
It's got a little bit of that to it, but it's a good song, which is why I Shazammed it. I wanted to know what it was. It's not as easy with Beck's doing. Beck's doing. I get it. All right, shut it down. I don't know why I Shazammed that.
Guy backpedals on his own premise.
I kind of did. You know what? Here's the thing. I really liked it, and then I think I Shazammed it, and then I don't know why.
Do you do that every time? Yeah, I do too. I don't. It's so stupid. But when you're in a noisy place, you feel like I got to get this as close to that speaker.
And by the way, can I be 79 years old for a minute? Could we acknowledge how amazing Shazam is? The fact that you could just hold that up and it knows what song it is within seconds.
Well, I use SoundHound. That's another thing that does the same thing. So that's the snooty guy.
Are you also the guy that doesn't use PayPal? I like to buy but I don't use PayPal. Is that the same stupid guy?
It is the same guy, basically.
That guy can go fuck himself, too. Oh, you mean the convenient thing where you press a button and the money comes out of your account and you don't have to do anything? Yeah, I can see why you don't like that, you asshole. Because you knew a guy that knew a guy that knew a guy that knew a guy that had a mishap. Right?
Yeah. I'm not 100% on board with PayPal, but
what are you mad at PayPal for?
Because their website sucks and they have all the money in the universe to make it better and they don't.
As a consumer, which is what I am, if I go to the electronic bay and I want to
buy
something,
you pay the fees, brother. You pay the fees.
I press a button and I buy whatever I want to buy. Convenient. I like it.
What is why is there a moaning soundtrack to this episode?
Sure, you got thoughts, Ellie? You got thoughts?
I'm just agreeing with you, Jimmy. I like PayPal as well. I use it often.
Thank you, Elliot. I like Hogeberg. Good. He's a tech guy.
There you go.
Who doesn't like to give his doesn't mind giving his opinion from time to time, and how what he does is perfect. Nobody else is an idiot. That happens on a regular basis on Facebook.
I am mad at Pizza Hut.
What are you mad at Pizza Hut for? What happened?
I got a big box and didn't need all the stuff.
All right, what do you get with a bigger? You get 97 breadsticks. You get some marinara sauce. You do a little dippity doing that.
Couple of chicken things and two what they call medium sized pizzas.
Okay, and it all comes
all the salt you want.
Yeah, it's, boy, more and more. Is that our guest?
No.
More and more. I'm Tom Brokaw. More and more. I think they've gotten saltier as the years have gone on, Pizza Hut. Don't you think?
I've never liked Pizza Hut, so I don't have any data points for that. But I just know that I felt like I was eating salt bread.
You can get Papa John's delivered to you over in that area. Why are you not doing
that? Oh, I can get
that?
Domino's as well. I usually do. But Pizza Hut had the new spread things on the crust.
All right.
Flavors, and I wanted to see.
So, what are you mad at them for? What's the problem?
So they got this box that cannot fit in anyone's refrigerator ever.
Oh,
it's too wide.
They do call it a big box.
I get that, but I guess you only better get that if you're going to eat all of it.
Or how about invest in some tinfoil and wrap up the leftovers?
Well, but every other chain doesn't. But
they don't have the big box. It's a big box.
I get that.
It's telling you what it is.
What about Big Mamas and Papas?
Yeah,
ever get that monster?
No, but I have gotten a similar one that was like, I don't know, 2/3 the size. Like it's a giant one. It's
still big.
Yeah.
For people not in LA, there's a chain called Big Mamas and Papas. They make a pizza so big, they had to build a special thing that goes on top of their delivery cars to carry it around. It's too big to fit in a car.
It's a big,
it's awesome.
And it's good.
It's like bad pizza, but it's good. It's like good, bad pizza.
I think it's better than any of the three we've just
made. Well, that's true. That's
probably
absolutely true. Because it's, it's not a national thing where they're shipping the tomato sauce from, China or whatever. I don't know where they're
from. China. Is that Mr. Belvedere? Is that what that was?
I take the sauce from China. Is that the theme song?
Yeah, something like that. Not Take the Sauce. I was incorporating what you said into...
I never watched that show. It nauseated me.
Why did it nauseate you?
I don't know.
Because I don't disagree with you. There was something... as much as I loved Bob Uecker as a panelist, a raconteur on Johnny Carson, and make no mistake, he was great.
Yeah.
I think he just celebrated a birthday. They were playing clips of his on MLB Fantasy...
He's alive? He's still with us?
And he still does the Brewers.
Oh, wow.
But he was really... Like, he delivered lines beautifully. Like, he, you know, very self-deprecating about how he was a horrible baseball player. And he wasn't good. Like, he would never make the team in this day and age. Or if he did, he'd be Nick Punto. Anybody? Come on. That's a good reference for baseball. Hey, speaking of baseball, completely off topic. Had a lot of caffeine today. Here's the thing. I've been, I tried to wean off soda. Here's the thing. I tried to wean off soda and go green tea in the morning to get my caffeine fix. Wasn't working. And I would get a splitting headache right around now. And that happened for 5 days. I was like, you know what? I can't do this. And so then today I had a delicious Coke Zero, and I may as well have just had a bump with Michael J. Fox and Big City Bright Lights. I don't know the fuck this name of
Bright
that
Lights,
movie.
Big City.
What did I say? Big City Bright Lights?
Yeah.
Bright Lights, that. Big City.
Why not? I mean, the best way to cure that that headache, oh, there's our guest, is to stop drinking caffeine altogether.
Yeah, but then you got to endure that 5 to 7 days.
It sounds like you just endured it anyway.
But this was a soft version of that. And you know what? Maybe I will when I'm done. You know, my schedule is very busy at the moment. Maybe when I'm done with all that, maybe I will take a week and just deal with it.
Speaking of fatigue or whatever, I don't know if you heard.
Sit down and sit down. This isn't. What's going on? This isn't Airwolf where you just walk in and act like an asshole. This is a professional studio.
This was Airwolf.
No, close the door and sit down like a gentleman.
It's on Airwolf.
Do you have a Diet Coke? Oh, am I?
We're on the air.
I'm right on time.
You are on time.
I was told to get here at 1 o'clock.
Sit down, and I'll take a break and bring you into the mix. This is insulting to everybody.
No, it is not.
It's insulting to me. Disrespectful.
Make it up to me with a Diet Coke.
I don't think we have that.
Tony, will you run over to 7-Eleven and get him a Diet Coke, please? I had no idea that this guy was going to come in, fucking hat in hand.
Diva that
hey,
he
hey,
is.
Hey, come here. I don't have any money on me. Who's got? Oh, yeah, I don't got $5.
The five I just gave.
Will you get me a Coke Zero?
Yeah.
Either the 16-ounce tall can or the 20-ounce bottle of Coke Zero. Because I...
But your money's no good here, Andy.
No, come on, Andy. I just gave Tony Thaxton some money.
I like a can.
You want a 12-ounce can? Anybody else want something from 7-Eleven?
I'm good.
Tony, will you talk to them about sponsoring us? The amount that we've talked to 7-Eleven.
Oh, and also, see if you can get any answers about why there's a tarp over there, son.
Call your phone. Call me. Tony, you got my phone number, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you, when you get over there, I want you to, and when you're at the counter, I want you to call me, put it on speaker. And don't acknowledge that you're speaking to me. And ask him what's going on with the sign.
Okay.
All right, Tony's going to do this.
I'd like to point out that I have defiantly not sat down.
Will you not sit until you get a Diet Coke?
Rick, we just sent a... That guy's a recording artist.
Yeah.
Motion City Soundtrack. The guy's toured on the Warped Tour. He just ran to get you a drink like he's a fucking PA.
He wanted to be here.
All right, then I will sit down.
What were we just talking about? Pizzas.
Yeah.
Pizzas. So you're unhappy with the size of the box.
I just feel like they could have made it splittable.
I hope we had moved on from that.
I'm going to tell you something. Papa John's refuses.
We were talking about Mr. Belvedere and Euchre.
Shit. Euchre's great.
Bob Euchre, yeah.
They will not deliver to my house, Papa John's. And they are only a mile. They're 1.2 miles away from my home. And they won't. For whatever reason.
Do we have a theory? You have a theory?
Do I? Yeah, probably I do. Right. And I think we all know what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
They don't like your comedy?
That might be very accurate. I did do a show once for John. Badmouth his Camaro. I think it really pissed him off. All right, I told him I was a Firebird guy. Oh, to see that guy. His eyes turned tomato sauce red.
I believe it.
Right? The
guy's got a temper.
I sold my loved Camaro to start a business. Good for you, asshole. Right? Hey, what do you think of that Papa Murphy's pizza? Maybe
never heard of it.
You and I should open up a franchise. I'm very serious about this. not necessarily of Papa Murphy's. I mean, a franchise in general. I think you and I got to get on board the franchise business.
I said a year. I heard that Dunkin' Donuts was coming to L.A. That's the easiest money you could possibly make. Open a Dunkin' Donuts. There's so many transplants who live here who act like Dunkin' Donuts is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
The same as the people that live here that go back to the Midwest and tell you that In-N-Out's the best thing they've ever had.
Like, yeah.
They're fine. They're all fine.
Dunkin' Donuts. It's the coffee that people are so crazy about. It's like. Yeah, you know, if you put a lot of sugar and cream in coffee, it actually tastes good. That's a newsflash.
Is that what they do over there?
They put it in for you. Well, and they do. People act like it's a magic trick.
Oh, well, maybe it is a magic trick. I didn't have to do it.
Well, you have to tell them what you want, though. It's not like they just do it. I guess maybe they do it automatically, but you order it with what you say.
I don't
say,
drink coffee. Cream. How's that affect this?
Yeah, I don't either. People love it.
I know I do.
Damn, it's going to drive me crazy what we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about diet... Coke.
Me and that headache.
Yeah, you remember that headache. Oh, this is what I was going to say.
Yeah, and then let's take a break. Our guest
fatigue.
Is here. Now it's on us.
Have you read the articles about how you shouldn't be staring at an iPad before bed?
Yeah.
How's that affect play?
That affects it in a big way.
Yeah. Because you are someone that has a history of insomnia.
Yeah.
And you're someone who stares at an iPad for hours before bed, right?
Yeah. You know what I got to do? I got to go back to buying books. I got to read books before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Magazines.
Sure.
Anything along those lines, because it is, because inevitably what ends up happening is I'll read the book, like I'm still reading Martin Short's biography, because what ends up happening is I read it and then it's like, okay, I'm going to go to bed. Oh, you know what? One game of threes.
Yeah.
And then for 45 minutes, I say to myself, one more game, one more game, one more game.
I can't go out on that one.
Go out on that one. So then I never sleep. So then I'm last night, 4 a.m.
Yeah. I saw
4 a.m.
You emailed us at 3. I was like, what the hell's going on?
I did. What did I do?
You emailed us at 3 a.m. and told us we could go fuck ourselves and with the show's ending. I figured you were just delirious.
I was just a little tired, I guess.
I read it as a scheduling thing, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that was... But the subtext was that we should fuck off and the show's ending,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I think you're right.
Was that at 3 a.m? Seriously?
I think so.
Pretty sure. I was up.
Because I didn't even send that from my iPod, or iPad, rather, which means I did it from my desk. That means I was up and about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like sending things from my iPad. What do you think of that? As if the show couldn't get dumber. That was a statement that came out of my mouth.
I wish you guys could have seen the hamster wheel in my head trying to figure out something to say to respond to that. I was just like, is there anything I could say?
No, you staring was the best response. All right, Andy Daly is here. He's from television. He's on that television show Rescue over there on Comedy Central, where he goes out and people send in ideas, and then he goes out and he rescues people from that sort of lifestyle. Am I getting that right at all?
Yeah, that's right.
Good. It's called Review. Season 2 is about to start. When does season 2 start, Andy?
Well, I don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Damn it.
Hopefully it'll drag on as long as season 1 did before you guys got out of the air.
That'd be great.
Anyway, it was fantastic. You deserved awards that were not given to you.
Not even nominated.
And I will say, and dare I say, it was in my top 3 favorite. I'm going to go this far. The 3 funniest shows on television. That's how high it was. But luckily, and at risk of getting too negative again, Orange is the New Black was in there. Because every week, I laugh my ass off at that. Those ladies in that prison, you don't know what they're up to next. The way they try to get out, like at Hogan's Heroes, you don't know what's going on with those gals. Right? Yeah. When they hide things up their snatch, and then they got to try to fight their way out. I laugh like crazy. Then I turn your thing on, and it is a bummer, man. It's a fucking bummer.
You would think, actually, that the people who think Orange is the New Black is great and a great comedy would like his show because it's both funny and also has a dark edge to it.
I don't think they understand. I think anybody that truly believes Orange is the New Black is funny. I'm not saying it's not a good show.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying if anybody truly believes that's funny, they don't get that at all.
It's just that the people who are deciding these things, they're like, oh, the comedy category isn't for the funniest thing. It's for the best thing that someone decided to call a comedy. So and everybody just seems
but
to.
They're still wrong.
Well, that's also true, which I agree with. But a lot of people think it's good. But everyone seems to accept that it's like, it wouldn't win in the drama category. It's not good enough.
Is it half an hour long?
No, it's an hour long.
It's an hour long.
Then I don't understand.
Nobody does. It's so confusing. We'll take a break. And
was Wonder Years ever nominated? And what category? That's what I want.
It's only half hours, so probably not. That's a great question because Wonder Years.
That was a drama, basically, but it was a half hour drama, and they called it a dramedy.
We considered that a comedy.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, is that Tony?
He's back.
All right, hang on. Is he back or didn't he call us from 7-Eleven? Didn't we give him a goddamn task?
Let's take a break.
Seems like it.
Let's not air the dirty laundry on the air. This is going to be brutal.
Is that him?
I assume so. I don't think he... I don't think he...
I know. Here's the thing. It was a shit show in there.
Oh, okay.
And there was literally 10 people in line.
All right.
And there was the guy that was directly behind me was a crazy man that wouldn't stop talking to everybody.
Okay. All
right.
I wasn't real comfortable with that situation.
All right. You know what? You're not wrong then. I appreciate that. You know what? Keep that for yourself. Not on second thought.
Did you still ask about the sign, though?
I felt too much pressure.
Damn it. Even when you're at the exchange, the
hey, what's going on with the sign?
Hey, what's up with that sign?
But you were crazies rattling around you. All right, let's take a break. Let's bring Andy Daly into the mix. He's from that hot new show, Rescue Me, over there on FX, where you're a fireman. Is that what it is, Andy?
That's correct.
Oh, one of my favorite people in the world. Couldn't be here. So we have, come on. That's a joke I hate, and yet we all enjoyed it.
You're talking
I do
about
hate
Dennis
that
Leary.
Joke. Yes, I think he's terrific. I did love his first solo, his first album. I loved. I know everybody said it was a Hicks ripoff, but I laughed at it. I'll go on record. I don't think I can listen to it today.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1990, I laughed at that song. You're an asshole. I laughed at it.
Yeah, me too. It was funny.
I enjoyed it. Little N, Big Q. Wait, remember NyQuil? That was a thing about NyQuil.
I don't remember that.
Say hello to Doctor, whatever it was. Some good jokes in there. All right, we'll take a break. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program, episode 1602. Let's quickly go around the horn. Our guest has been patiently waiting to be 100% involved. We sent Tony Thaxton over to 7-Eleven. I think we're going to send him back at some point. I think we sent him back over there. We want answers.
What's up with the sign?
You haven't introduced
there's
me.
Hang on. Let's send Andy over there then. Apparently,
they have the 7-Eleven sign that you see everywhere.
Sure. It's got a 7 on it and an 11.
Yeah. They covered it with a disgustingly filthy white tarp that has the 7-Eleven logo on it. And we are obsessed. I am obsessed, at least, with knowing why.
Did it break? Did it shatter in that wind? Or there is talk that there's a new logo coming.
New logo is coming.
Yeah,
maybe.
So we want answers. And then the last time we sent our intern over there, he got zero answers because he didn't see the tarp.
Oh, what?
Take a look out there. There's no way to hook him. So night or day, I'm going to backpedal on what I said earlier. I can let him off the hook, but I'm putting my foot right back on his neck. Yeah. But I think we send Tony back over there a little bit later. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Okay. Andy Daly is the type of guy to do it. He does a TV show called Revive, where he goes and if somebody's like drowning at the side of a pool, he will perform CPR and then get that little, like in movies where they go, and then like one little spit of water comes out.
Yeah,
right. That's it. You got it.
I love this guy. Anyway, Tony, thank you again for sitting in with us. Use the microphone, Tony. God damn,
I just said thanks for having me.
But you're a magician. You're a magician.
You're a magician. Use the microphone.
You're a musician. Motion City soundtrack. He was on the Warped Tour.
Did you sing backup vocals as you drummed?
I did.
You did.
Mm-hmm. By the way, somebody emailed me and said that he can't, but his two worlds are colliding. It's his favorite band.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
what's the name of the band?
I used to play in this band called Motion City Soundtrack.
And this is someone's favorite band.
Yeah, and then and were there that person's favorite podcast, and the worlds collided, and they asked Tony to send some autographed drumsticks.
Is the Warped Tour their favorite tour?
I can't answer that.
All right.
And I refuse to.
Fine.
Would it be your favorite tour?
No.
Top 17? Boy, we don't belong there at all. I'm lopping me in with you on that.
Sure.
You more than I belong.
But think
at
of the
Warped Tour?
Think of the pleasure we could bring this one person if Never Not Funny performed at the Warped Tour with special guest Motion
but
City
could
Soundtrack.
Could you imagine that everybody else?
Oh, everyone there would hate us, except that one person would be so psyched.
Can't imagine anything worse.
That's one of those, mosh pits and rollerblades type of things, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
That's right.
Or what are they doing on it? Yeah, not rollerblades.
It's a real roller derby over there.
It's a real, yeah.
Because it's sponsored by Vans, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's rollerblades.
You put your
the whole rollerblade culture. Rollerblade punks.
By the way, it's inline skating. Rollerblade is a brand.
Is that right?
The generic term is inline skating.
Here, you want a Kleenex? Shut your fucking trap.
Do I supposed to put the Kleenex?
Because everybody calls these Kleenex.
Oh, I guess.
But they're tissues.
I thought you meant like is the Kleenex is a thing that you shut your trap with?
Yeah, shut it. I don't give a. You choke yourself.
Okay.
But
Kleenex.
That's, everybody calls that
sure.
Kleenex.
So what's Band-Aids.
Band-Aids. I'm stuck on those.
Xerox.
Xerox. Or in the South. In the South, Coke.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Oh, yeah. They call all soda Coke.
Do they?
Yeah.
Dumb hayseeds.
They don't know their brands. It's the most confusing thing. I guess I don't know why I'm so angry at that, and yet nothing. It doesn't.
Nothing else.
People say Kleenex. I'm like, yeah, Kleenex.
Any chocolate that's covered in a hard shell to me is an M&M.
Well, it kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the generic ones, I'll play your fucking game. Don't roll your eyes at me when I'm yes-anding your shit.
I agree with that, actually. I do.
But yeah, but like...
when you get the trail mix and it's got M&Ms in them,
yeah.
they're not literal
those
M&Ms.
Aren't M&Ms? Okay.
They're generics, but what do you call it?
G&Gs.
Hard shell chocolate
generic
candy?
Generic. Right?
Yeah.
Good guys. Mm-hmm. Good guys. All right, Tony, anyway, welcome back in. Good to have you here. You're not going to be with us on the next episode, though, but you
right,
may you may return, right?
That's news to me.
Wait, what's happening? What are you doing? What's that pose?
I try out different poses from time to time.
Well, you're not available Thursday.
Yeah, I cannot do Thursday.
Right. What's the story?
Who cares?
We care about how much time you spend on your iPad at night.
Oh,
we don't care about where Tony's going to be.
I don't. I'm the.
No.
Do I need to do this? Mm-hmm. Just look around the fucking room. Whose name is on the show?
Oh, I see.
Is it drummer? No.
Never not drummy.
Oh God, I couldn't listen to that. I did a what they call a fitting. You're in show business.
Sure.
Recently. And when they came in to look at my clothes, one of the outfits was a vest, and so I put my hands in there just the way you just did,
uh-huh.
and acted like it was normal until they snapped.
Oh.
Well, you're not going to stand. Like, of course not. So, like, I would just walk around. What do you guys think? Like, you guys think it's okay? Because I think it's very comfortable. I think it fits. And, like, never letting on. And some people were laughing. And this one guy's head's fucking exploded.
Was it the wardrobe guy?
No. No, wardrobe gets it.
They get it? Okay. I don't know.
It's a wardrobe joke.
I just thought maybe wardrobe people would be very concerned about the stitches coming out or something.
Well, it wasn't 8 sizes too small.
Well, you put your hands in there, you're stretching it out.
You know what else I've done from time to time? I've put my hands in the air.
Did you wave them like you just don't care?
To quote the guy that plays Sheldon, Jim Parsons, like, I just do not care.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that new movie that they are advertising. Home. It's called Home. It's
really?
Animated.
My wife is of the opinion that certain people in show business have enough money and should stop working.
Is he one of them?
He's one of them. He did a commercial and it made her real mad.
Yeah, I know what she means. It is weird. I mean, he's in the commercial because they want a famous person.
Right.
So it stands to reason, why would you, if someone's throwing money at your face, you're not going to whack it back at them. You'll just receive it gratefully. But it's like anybody could do those ads. And
as well as Jimmy P.?
There are many comedic actors and comedians who could do it as well as Jimmy P.
Do you know what I hate? I'm going to tell you something. I got two thoughts on this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
First is, I remember back in maybe it was 1990, 91, when Paul Reiser got a lot of crap for doing those AT&T commercials. Mm-hmm. Same deal. It's like, how much money does this guy need?
Right.
Like, I don't know. He was a guy that's struggling in the comedy clubs for years. Maybe he wants a couple of bucks. Leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Was it also because those ads were on incessantly?
Wasn't it
like 1-800-COLLECT or something? Or it was something that they just ran them forever.
All right.
No. I don't remember. Well, nothing was worse than the Jason Alexander and the KFC.
I disagree. I thought those were fantastic.
Did you enjoy those?
I saw those.
No, I'm just saying as an example of this. Like, he was off Seinfeld for about 6 months.
That was it, right.
And then it was a campaign for, like, not like a prestige project. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
true or false, Annie, that was the last commercial audition I went on. And
nobody could answer this but you, but go ahead.
But I've told the story before and I want to share it with you.
All right.
It was the last commercial audition I went on, and I had two the same week where I was told, just be yourself. And then when I was myself, they told me I was wrong. And on that one, they said, no, because at the end it was like, give a wave, KFC, give a wave. We're just looking for personalities. Give a wave at the end. So do your thing, be yourself, give a wave. And they went, yeah, that's not the wave they're looking for. And I go, how about this one? And then I walked out.
Nice.
And it was the KFCs with the...
And they gave it to Jason Alexander.
Yeah, good waiver. Yeah. Which means we all fucking spun our wheels going to that audition.
Yeah, I've been to those. Total waste of time.
Right?
Let's have a backup in case all the celebrities we're going to say no.
Well, guess what? They're not going to say no because of what we just talked about.
Right.
Who doesn't like money?
I don't know anybody that doesn't like money.
I like it.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Right? Mm-hmm. I tell you this, it cannot buy you happiness.
I heard it can buy you love. Pat Dempsey taught me that. In a 2-hour parable.
Remember when I sat next to him on the plane?
Yeah.
God damn it, he was handsome.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I get him confused with 10 other guys. Who's Pat Dempsey?
McSteamy?
McSteamy, McDreamy.
McDreamy, yeah.
Yeah.
You might remember from the film Loverboy in the 80s.
I get it mixed up with Timothy Hutton.
Yes, he looks very much like that guy.
Also handsome.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I didn't fly with him, though.
So shut up.
So shut up about Tim Hutton. Right? He was good in Ordinary People, but I'll tell you, he was a terrific traveler. Is that Patrick Dempsey? He really does. He sits there quietly.
Keeps his, lets you have the elbow, the rest.
Absolutely. A couple of guys up in first class. My play. He was coming from a race. He was racing at a celebrity, like, auto race. Oh.
He likes danger.
Yeah. What's my other thought on that? We were talking about commercials, money.
I think were you about to say some other famous guy who had an ad and it was just like, come on, dude. I mean, I think the one right now that I think is the perfect one is Samuel L. Jackson for Capital One Visa.
Oh,
it's like, dude, you must be a zillionaire. And also those ads run way too much. And
they're horrible.
Really, they're all in front
Henry
of a green
Winkler
screen.
Henry Winkler is on one of those weird, like, payday loan type things.
Is he reverse mortgage?
Yeah, yeah.
That particular company's kind of a scammy. Like reverse mortgage is not a bad thing, but it costs a lot. Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems like really low rent. He might have a hard time saying no. That's my guess about Harry Winkler.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy. Nice guy. Last commercial audition I went on, they had like two motorcycle helmets, and they were asking every actor that came in to put on the helmet. And I was like number 50 on the list of actors. And I was like, you know what? They can imagine what I look like in the helmet. It's because they really want everybody to wear the helmet. And I was like, I can't do it. I'm not putting on a helmet that 49 other guys have had on.
Right.
And so I left.
Good. And that was the last one.
And then I was like, you know what? If I don't want this job bad enough to wear a helmet,
right,
I shouldn't be here. There's other people that are hungrier than me for these.
Yeah, no, were you concerned about lice?
Yeah, or whatever.
Or just sweaty and gross.
And it is gross. It's gross. No question that it's gross.
Yeah.
Greg Proops had me one time at a commercial audition. I forget who the other, it might have been, was it Chris Titus pre-fame? But we were there, and Greg Proops was just riffing about guys that overdo it at commercial auditions, and he shows, and all of a sudden, like, these guys showed up, they were wearing jumpsuits, because they were to be astronauts, and they were wearing their personal jumpsuit. And then Greg was like, he was riffing about, you know, that some asshole's going to show up with a jetpack, he's going to zoom in here, and he's doing a whole bit, and then, kid you not, a guy turns the corner, full astronaut outfit on, and we just, the three of us, died, and it was like, but it was all because of Greg building up to that. Like, and like, almost like he said to the guy, wait till I get to the line where I say this, and then you turn the corner. It was that.
Lab coats make me sad enough. And I've heard that for, like, you know, when I was auditioning for commercials, the agency, and if you have a doctor coat, wear it. I'm like, why? You can picture what that would look like on me.
Right?
I'm pretty sure.
I always love that when you get into town, they always go, you know, get yourself a lab coat, put it in the back seat. You know, you're a pharmacist, you're a doctor, you're a technician, you know, any sort of
scientist. It's, yeah.
One of the very few commercials I got was to be I was the pharmacist at Lucky Save-On. When Lucky Save-On was changing over from whatever the company was. Don't forget Save-On was one of my lines. But we did a series, me and this beautiful young lady. She was the Lucky part and I was the Save-On part. But I was a pharmacist and I got the job by not wearing a fucking lab coat. So suck it, lab coats. You know why? Because those people were smart enough to envision a guy wearing a lab coat.
Right. I have a mental lab coat.
I don't know. I don't think he's right for it. I don't see it. He's not wearing a lab coat.
Where would
we get one?
I would guess no one's ever gone out of business overestimating the intelligence of a casting person.
I don't think it's casting people, though. I think it's
the client looking at the tape. Okay.
Because the casting person kind of rolls their eyes like they want to see in the helmet.
So you
right,
got,
exactly.
A room full of people, you know, at an ad agency or at a Save-On corporate headquarters.
Well, Save-On corporate is smart people. They envisioned me in the lab coat. Didn't wear it.
I don't know. They're not in show business, Jimmy.
I mean, look, they took a pretty big risk. You might have looked bizarre in a lab coat.
I'll tell you, there's other reasons they took a big risk. True or false? They used my hand for the close up of the lady's hand. True or false?
I'm gonna say true.
True or false? I believe it is true. I believe they used my hand. I believe they used my
Why
hand.
Why not? What happened? What was wrong with hers?
I think she had maybe some
didn't look good in a lab coat. Actually,
I don't remember. But I remember I wasn't married at the time, and I don't know why I have to prove that to you. Yeah. And then I was almost like that. That looks ladylike.
That's a lady's hand.
Thank gentlemen.
You, thank you for doing that because I could not envision your hand without
a dumb exec. You're a dumb executive.
I admit it. I admit I have no imagination.
Confirmed. I got 9 years of this show to prove that.
They didn't put nail polish on you or anything?
You know what? They didn't. I don't remember why they used my hand.
Love to know. Love to get to the bottom of that.
Tony, look it up.
Or was it vice versa? Did they use a lady's hand for my something? It's one of the two.
Yeah.
That guy went on to the guy that directed that commercial went on to do that show that you might have even appeared on. A lot of improvisers were on it. Significant Others, is that the name of it?
Oh yeah, I think I was on that show. Yeah.
Oh, with Jane Edith Wilson.
Jane Edith Wilson, Andy Kindler, some other folks.
I was on it or I auditioned for it.
Rob Roy Thomas, Andrew I think Savage. Is his name. Is that his name?
I don't know. who could say?
Probably anyway. Probably a lot of folks. Significant Others, what is the name of it?
I think that's what it was called.
Did I pull that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
Significant Others.
And is it Rob Roy Thomas? I think it's
named after, no doubt, Rob Roy of Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Or Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20.
Yeah, he is the creator.
It is Rob Roy Thomas.
It's apparently still on, too.
And he's
it's still on?
No, it's not on.
That's what it says. Impossible. 2004 through, and there's no ending.
Oh, because nobody cared when they canceled it.
Oh, that's unfair to the folks that were on it. He's married to a lovely, true or false, look it up. His wife's name is Elaine. His wife's name is Elaine and may or may not be a makeup lady.
All right.
The Thomases.
If they don't have that this show got canceled on there, they're not going to have his wife's name.
They're not going to have Rob Roy, Thomas's wife.
If they don't have that show got canceled, they certainly will have this one. All right, listen, say hello to ModestGames.com, Elliot Hochberg. Elliot, doing a great job today.
Thank you, sir.
Elliot's going on a trip next week. We'll talk about that on Thursday.
Down the mighty Mississippi.
Right?
Next week? It's the first part of March. Is that the one you're referring to?
Oh, no. Wait, what? When are you gone? I thought it was next week.
No, March.
Oh, then we got big problems.
Oh, is that
right here, River City. I'm coming to care that Robert did it.
That's what I'm talking about. You get no sleep, and then your eyes are all fuzzy. You can't read emails.
I may have miswritten something. It's certainly possible.
No, you definitely said March.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Oh, no, we're good. Hey, we're cool here, guys.
All right, good.
Yeah, it looked okay to me.
All right, the honcho map on that, but then across from us.
Oh! You say across from us.
Across from me.
Yep.
And I'm us. I say us because Matt's next to me. And I speak for the listener. I am every man. You are the host and star. Host is a strong word because you're acting. It's an acting role.
Right. That's right.
He plays the host.
Not so much a strong word. It's just the wrong word. But yeah.
It's called review. And my wife and I love it to death.
Good. That's nice.
And you and the great St. Clair is on this. Uh-huh. He plays your wife.
That's right.
And then you returned the favor by appearing as a divorce lawyer on Playing House.
I did.
Also great.
Also great.
I love that show.
That's one of my, I'm going to say in the top five funniest shows on television.
Okay.
Veep.
Uh-huh. Veep is up there.
Review.
Good.
Playing House.
That's three.
Blackish.
Okay.
And then, of course, Orange is the New Black.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of the shows you're mentioning.
Is that true? Playing House you've seen.
I've seen Playing House.
We have friends on there.
Right. I've seen.
Yeah, of course. Modern Family. Modern Family's still close.
Uh-huh. What do you mean, close?
Yeah, close. I think that might be number five.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That might be number five.
Yeah. Hey, I've been on that show too, my friend.
I know you have.
What about Brooklyn Nine-Nine? I love.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What do I want to say about Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Parks and Rec, I love.
Here's the thing about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Mm-hmm. And I laugh at every character on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And I think this show, and this is going to sound like a negative, but it's not. It's a real solid 7.5 consistently. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah.
And I laugh and I enjoy it. I don't go, man, that was great.
Right. I know what you mean.
But I like it.
But I love it. I mean, I don't agree with you, but I do understand what you're saying. I understand words because I speak English, and when people are speaking it to me, I know I can comprehend the words that they say.
Hey, that's great. You're doing great.
Ooh, I like this guy. Now, you're in production on this thing now?
We're editing season two.
You've already shot it all.
We shot it all.
Wow.
And we're editing it.
Mantzoukas involved?
Ah,
you can't say.
I can't say.
You're not allowed to say who's in or who's out.
No.
I'm not.
Are you back?
Am I allowed to? I'm back. Yes. My character came back to the show.
That's great. How many did you do?
We did 10 in season 2.
You did 6 the first time.
No, we did 8. No, in fact, we did 9. We were asked to do 8, and we delivered 9 because we shot too much.
Good for you.
In season 1. And now we were asked to do 10, and I think we're going to deliver 10.
That, right? You got exactly we what corrected. You did. Something. Sounds good.
We figured something out.
Did you think about when they said 10, using that 9th one as one of the new 10?
Oh, that would have been a good idea.
Just hide it.
My pleasure.
We got one ready to go for you.
Yeah.
You already aired
but
it.
But it kind of, you had a story arc though, right? So yeah. 9, the 9th episode, up, you yeah. needed to.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's right. It wrapped up. It wrapped up nicely.
All right, thank you.
Although there's a cliffhanger, but you're saying he's back. Forrest McNeil comes back.
Yeah.
To review. That's
yeah,
a
exactly.
Exclusive.
And that young lady's still your co-host. You got that going on?
Yes, yes. She's
That's
still.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Is she as indifferent to what you do in real life as she is on the
pretty
show?
Pretty much. No, it's a funny thing. She's hilarious. Megan Stevenson is her name. She's very funny. She's in a commercial too, by the way. But she only shows up for that week. You know what I mean? Like she has...
Oh, you no. shoot all that stuff at once?
Yeah, we do okay. all that in one go, all the studio stuff.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and that was at the end of the shoot. So the whole crew and everybody else has been through this whole thing, and she just walks in and is like changing outfits every 2 seconds, like, doing these lines, and has very little idea of what
of what
shot.
She's actually saying. Yeah, yeah.
Or what you know, because we turn away from a monitor that actually nothing is on, right. And then you know make facial expressions about what we've seen. It's all explained, and she's read the scripts and all that, but it's yeah, it's weird.
Have you do you think she's read the scripts? Or do you think she's faking it?
No, I know that she has because she attends the table reads where we read them out loud. Yeah. Otherwise, I would be very suspicious.
Yeah.
Because why would you? Right? Why
like,
would you?
It's like homework. I'm not in school anymore.
Yeah. Woody Allen says, you know how Woody Allen famously, if you're in a Woody Allen movie, you don't get the whole script. You get your scenes.
Mm.
And he was asked why. And he goes, actors don't read the whole script anyway. It's like, that's the explanation. They're not going to read it.
That means that
why should I send it to him?
He right? When he gets a movie role, he doesn't
yeah,
read
Yeah, that's
it
for sure. Yeah.
Although, remember in high school, I will admit this, in high school, I mean, the first thing you do is you go through that script looking for your lines.
Your
yeah.
lines.
And maybe count them and maybe do whatever.
Right.
Sure. Count them as opposed to some other character.
Oh, right.
One more line than
I thought
me.
I was the star. Turns out, detective number 2 is not the star of this play,
of this murder mystery.
You did plays in high school.
Yeah, I did do some plays in
were
high
you,
school.
Were you the lead?
I was the lead of a play called Volpone, which was Ben Johnson wrote it. It was an old play. That was the only time I was ever the lead. Mostly I played like a little character part. I had the biggest role in musicals that did not have his own song was my niche.
That was always me too. Yeah. Like if anything goes, I was Mr. Whitney. Uh-huh. You're like I was the guy that yeah did not have his yeah. own song. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
And that's what I wanted. I don't want my own song.
Oh, I did.
You did?
Yeah, we're not good.
I didn't.
What musicals did you do?
I was in Grease. I played Sonny. He's the only T-Bird that doesn't have his own song.
I wanted a guess. Don't give me the roles. I want to guess which roles
oh,
you did.
Oh, shoot. I was in Wonderful Town.
Okay, well, now you're going to have to tell me what that show is. I'm not familiar with that show.
Wonderful Town. A couple of girls come from Ohio to live in New York City in a basement apartment in the Village. And
is it a spinoff of Our Town?
Sequel.
Did you perform it on Ladders?
Yeah, it may be. What else was I in? Little Abner.
Little Abner. And who'd you play in there?
Evil Eye Flegel.
Full Evil Eye.
That was the – I think that was the moment where I decided to be in show business was Evil Eye Flegel.
Is that true?
Yeah. The first time that we performed that for an audience, it went great. I mean it really went great. And I had an exit off stage right and the stage right wing was empty because it was like the stage left was where all the entrances and exits. It was bigger. The stage right wing was just like – just a brick wall and a passage to the other one. So I was there all by myself. And I got an applause break after I exited. And I'm just standing there all by myself hearing an applause break going, oh, I need to get to this again.
Yeah.
And I've kind of been chasing it ever since.
Well, listen, that review program you do is an applause every night that it's over in my house. We stand
oh,
up
really?
And we
do
applaud.
You?
Absolutely.
I'd like to come over. I'd like to hear it.
It would be very sometimes. Uncomfortable because I made it up.
But if he was there, you'd. Could correct.
Okay. We do. It is one that we watch, and when it's over, we look. That was great. Like yeah. we
wow.
Nice.
Whereas, you know, other shows you'll watch and you'll go, that one was just okay. Like, you know what I mean? There's those.
I'm not going to name names, but my wife and I have shows that we watch where we sit there the entire time going, yeah, right. Why'd that happen? Oh, it's terrible. But we don't not watch it.
Right.
You're talking about Blacklist?
Who would be that mad about Blacklist?
But yeah, you know, we have a couple of those too where we watch them and then it's like, we always go, hey, are we ready to pull the plug on this one? We got to keep going. And then,
but you kind of enjoy criticizing it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm there with a few shows. I mean, who cares what I say anyway? I'm About a Boy is one of those shows.
Oh, you're finally there.
I've been there for a while, but it's weird.
No, you stood up for it when I badmouthed it.
Yeah, in season one I did. But now it's like the third season, I think, or something.
Isn't it the same episode day after day?
Well, you haven't seen it since like the third one. No.
We watched the entire first season.
It's changed, but it's just like...
Is it a girl now?
That's one of the things they did, yeah. They saw how well Transparent did, and they're like, we're going to get on board.
Another comedy.
Did you finish watching that?
Yeah.
And your opinion did not change?
No.
Not on board for Transparent?
I can't say I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed it. But again, it's not a comedy. I don't know why people are saying it's hysterical.
That one is half hour, so that might play into it.
I think it's a pretty heavy fucking show.
It's heavy, yeah, but I liked it.
I just like it so much. I can't quibble about whether it's a comedy or not. I
hated them.
You hated them as characters?
As characters, yeah. I mean, you're supposed to because they're horrible people. Yeah. But Jeffrey Tambor and Judith Light were so great.
So great.
And Duplass was fine. And
I think he's great.
Yeah.
I think they're all great.
There's a lot of indie hell on there. There's a lot of
indie hell.
Yeah, like, you know, an independent movie that loves itself a lot. I think there's a lot of those moments. But I bet overall we watched it and we enjoyed it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. That's all I have to say. Period. Is it a comedy? Yeah. I think so. You know what? I have said that, like, I haven't watched Better Call Saul yet. And here's why I'm nervous too. Because I say Breaking Bad is as funny as I need a comedy to be.
Yeah, well, we were talking about that the other when we were talking about Orange is the New Black. We were saying how like Mad Men and Breaking Bad, shows like that, are funnier than Orange is the New Black.
Right.
Like, and Mad Men is actually funny, like, pretty consistently, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a comedy, but there are plenty of funny things that happen or funny moments. And yeah, I mean, I watched the first Saul and
you did.
I was afraid it was going to have too many jokes.
Don't be afraid.
Okay, so tonally it's not that dissimilar from Breaking Bad?
Tonally it's actually, I think Breaking Bad is way lighter than Saul, at least from what I've seen so far. Yeah.
Now you might like it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like Saul feels more straight to me.
Are you going
to
watch the second episode?
Oh, yeah.
You're invested.
I'm in, yeah.
You called Saul.
I called him up and said, I'm watching this.
And he put you on hold, and you're gonna wait him out.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where the whole first one is just like a bunch of setup to basically ask, like, presenting all these questions, like, what's going on? Why is this that? Who's there? And, like, you want to know what... It's a mystery, basically. You want to know what's going on. And so it definitely drew me in. But it's also that thing of, like, I can't wait to see where this is all going because it's very early on in the...
Hey, man.
How's it going?
How are you? What's your name?
Connor.
Hey, Connor. Tony, maybe it'd be better for you to get that than for me to deal with it. That's young Connor. He's 8 years old, and he's his dad brought him to work day. Hey, Connor, I think you got to... Connor, do we have your permission to acknowledge that we spoke to you? Okay, is that we all?
Sounds
we
need good.
Him to, this is a.
Does he have to sign something, or nah, are we good with that?
Did you get him, Elliot?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You've wandered into a podcast taping.
My guest, very successful one. Never not funny.
Thanks,
very
Connor.
Very successful, Connor. Been around 9 years. Look around. See my fucking picture all over these walls.
By the way, don't people knock on a door?
That was weird.
That was strange. I was going to say that was the UPS man, but that's the UPS boy.
Yeah.
He's so...
I'm going to say, if that goes to court, that will be our defense. Did he knock? No. Was he adult? No. There was nothing legitimate about what just happened.
He couldn't have signed a release.
Who's it to?
That's for Ryan and I. I know what that is.
Zoom. Okay.
Yeah, our Zoom broke, our recorder. Oh, no. So we they sent a new one. Great. Thank you to Zoom for being awesome about replacing...
You order something from them, do you sing the theme from Zoom?
I sing
the show out of Boston, Mass.
I sing the theme song to the Mazda commercial where they go, zoom, zoom, zoom. Yeah, zoom, zoom, zoom.
What about that?
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Come on, a zoom, a zoom, a zoom, a zoom.
That show was out of Boston, and yet I never watched
Boston, it. Oh, 2, 1, 3, 4. Is that the zip? Did I get that right? Send it to Zoom.
It is.
Is that Bill McAllister, or I'm thinking of a different
show? Is that Bill Mack?
Bob McAllister.
Bobby.
What show did Bob McAllister host?
It wasn't that. Zoom wasn't was the one with the five kids. And it was more educational than fun.
I feel like we've even talked about this with Andy before.
You may have. Lord. Bob McAllister.
Bob McAllister story.
Romper Room?
Oh, no. We had a lady. We had a lady from Romper Room.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Was Romper Room regional?
Tony, can you look up Bob McAllister?
Wait, was Romper Room regional, or was it... do we all get the same lady?
I don't know.
Romper Room. Yeah, what do you think? There were regional variations. Well,
there were regional
room?
Bozos.
Regional bozos.
That's why I asked.
And we had no bozo down in New York, New Jersey. We didn't.
You had what? Well,
I think Bozo was a local show. But
no, Boston had one. Chicago had one. New York had one. L.A. had one.
Really?
Yeah.
I
Bob Bell was the Chicago bozo.
Huh.
Supposedly the best of all time, which makes me feel bad for that guy from Boston. He was fine.
Willard Scott was the best of all time. I don't want to hear any of the bullshit.
Horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
Well, he was Clarabelle, right? He was Clarabelle.
Oh, was he? He was not Bozo.
All right. Mm. Clarabelle?
I think
on the Howdy Doody show?
Clowns all seem like pretty stable guys, right?
Sure. They're keeping it together 24/7.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
What is he looking up, Bob McAllister?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Host of Wonderama.
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 Okay. See the guy that fell off that bridge that Janis Joplin sang about? No, who sang about that? That not the Billy Joe McAllister fell off the kind of happy bridge, huh? Anybody?
It's a pretty upbeat song for a guy falling off a bridge.
I don't know any of the words, and that's why I kind of delivered it like Jack Black.
Yeah.
We watched School of Rock last night.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Boy, is it great.
Did Oliver
really
like
good.
It?
Oliver loved it.
I can imagine.
It.
Oh, that's wow. He's the perfect age.
I walked in. My mom and Oliver were watching it, and he said, Dad, you got to join us and watch this. This is great. And admittedly, it came out in my I don't like anything Jack Black does phase.
Did you not see it, or did you just?
No, I saw it.
Oh, okay.
And I remember going, yeah, okay, but annoying and over the top like Jack Black can be. Hmm. Or I also was great. That's when Schmidt and I were hanging out a lot, and Mike Schmidt would talk about how Jack Black's the greatest comedic force in the world. And I was tired of hearing about Tenacious D. I was tired of hearing about all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I am on record. I am 100% wrong. I laughed at every fucking line that guy delivered. Every one of them.
He's really funny.
And then he's great when he's being
it's
touching.
Like, I feel like it's kind of a perfect movie. In a
way.
Like it's one of those movies that just every note is correct.
Pun intended.
Boom.
Because it's about music. Yeah. Music, the bedrock of music is notes.
Guys, I didn't even think of it. I just
really?
Said that. And it turns out it was Kismet.
Do you watch Nashville?
Nope.
All right.
Nor will I.
We love it in this room.
Well,
we're Nashville fans.
Can't join you there. That's a network primetime show, huh?
Network drama. Yeah. That's
and
right.
It's good.
It's a drama, but boy, hysterical. It's going to be up for best comedy this year. I'm going to let that go at some point. I don't know why. Why am I taking that personally? I didn't have a show that was slighted because of it.
Did I?
You have a lot of friends who have shows, though.
Thank you, Elliot.
Uh huh. But it's all. I say this as a guy who would love to win any sort of an award from anybody.
Yeah.
It's all meaningless, right? None of it means anything at all.
Mm. Yeah.
The idea of somebody getting mad because the most deserving show didn't win? Like, what are you talking about?
It's not that hard to peel back the surface and see the mechanism by which, like, just the crazy way that those awards are divvied out and chosen. It's just all. It's not really based on merit.
Of course.
Like the Grammys was such a hodgepodge of things and people. It was just like, it just seemed like somebody just threw a bunch of CDs in a bucket and pulled them out randomly. Like, how about this one this year?
What's nominated? What's wins? I mean, any list of winners from any year, there's at least one thing on that list that invalidates the entire exercise.
Yeah,
totally.
Completely. So,
and which one is it this year for the Oscars?
For the Oscar, have we had those yet?
Do you have a favorite movie of last year?
I haven't seen any movies, period. Have I seen any movies that are being considered for
what
Oscars?
What about with your children? You've seen some children movies.
Nah.
You guys are, you don't have a TV, you don't go to the movies, you're one of those families.
Yeah, kind of. No, the kids watch TV. They watch things on TV. But what? We don't go to the movies.
Really?
Yeah. Our 7-year-old doesn't really enjoy it very much. It's too loud, too immersive an experience going to the movies. And that's it. That's the whole story.
All right. That's how my daughter feels, and yet I will not give up. I keep really? Taking keep her. I keep forcing her against her will. Although she does end up, then she'll like one. I'm like, see, it can be fun.
But I'm going to do this because she's 7 now, and I was 6 when Star Wars came out and blew my mind.
Yeah.
I want to rent a screening room and get a bunch of kids about that age together and do Star Wars, the original.
But will it blow their mind?
That's what I want to know. But I don't want to wait too long because you could get out of the age range to give a shit about it.
What about just the new one that's coming out in 10 months?
That's a good place to start. I'm concerned that they've seen too much on television. Like even Wizards of Waverly Place has maybe some better
special effects
than Star Wars. Yeah. So they may have seen something past that, and so it won't blow their minds.
I showed my kids the beginning of Star Wars a few weeks ago, and it was not the special edition one. It was the original crappy effects.
The one I borrowed from you.
Yeah, and they were into it. I think there's something about the way it unfolds that it sort of goes past just what the effects are, because like you really are spending time with two robots like a yes. weird amount of time that with just
and
two
they're
robots
delightful.
And it's like, okay, so robots are like people, but they're kind of also like slaves because they're getting bought and sold.
Here.
I don't know. There's the way
that's the pull quote from this. Matt Belknap says slaves are robots.
I said robots are slaves.
I know, but the pull quotes can go the other way.
Okay.
To make you look like a racist, bigoted asshole.
Right. Sure. That's a compliment. Robots are very capable and they sure. do a lot of good things.
See, how many languages does C-3PO have? 13 different languages?
13,000?
I believe he says he's fluent in over 6 million forms of communication.
Seems like a lot.
That feels right to me as well.
Tony knows a lot about Star Wars.
My guess was 13.
And then I topped it off with 13,000.
My guess was 13. That's fun. Let's
this
take
fucking
a break.
Robot knows 13 languages.
Let's take a break on that. We'll be back with more Andrew Daly.
Hey, gang. 2025. Matt here with some dates for you. Andy Daly is on social media at TV's Andy Daly. And Jimmy Pardo is going to be at Flappers in Burbank on July 26th. Then he's in Irvine at the Irvine Improv on August 10th. Go to jimmypardo.com and click the show's link for all the dates and deets, and enjoy.
Anybody like that guy? Anybody like that guy?
No. I love that guy!
You do?
Yeah!
Oh, God.
Hey, welcome to Spectre's Show, guys.
I was going to say, Old Man Lizards is in the two spot all of a sudden.
Hey.
Got my new least favorite character.
You don't like this guy at all, then, huh?
Nope.
Hey, welcome back to They're Not Funny. Listen, we're going to go out for sandwiches after the show.
Okay, I'm warming up to him.
Yeah, see, why? Because I'm buying him? I just say, why are you warming up to this guy?
I just like sandwiches.
This guy doesn't have legs. I'm going to lose this guy in about a minute.
Oh, no.
What's his name?
Oh, I thought you meant he literally didn't have legs.
Larry? Yeah, Larry. No, he's got legs, but the character doesn't have legs.
Okay, the comedic premise doesn't
have
legs.
It hurts my neck.
Yeah.
Also the back of my throat. It.
You're probably not going to like how you look on camera doing it either.
I'm talking about 9 chance. I know. I envision Boba Fett while I'm doing this. It's got a Boba Fett. It's kind of got a Larry Bud Melman thing in
Jabba,
my head.
You mean Jabba the Hutt, I think.
Nope, Boba Fett. You ever see without a helmet?
That's true. If you really know Star Wars, you know that Boba Fett has a double chin.
Take that helmet off and he looks like this. That's why I leave that helmet on the whole time.
I didn't know that you knew that much about it. But
Wow.
That was great.
That's Larry.
I want to see more Larry. I want to know a lot more about Larry.
Yeah, Larry's he's very comfortable in his own shoes.
Let's do one of these comedy bang bangs where you go on as Larry for the full hour and you just
Scott field does not allow
questions.
Me to do characters.
Well, that's all about to change.
Once right? He, once Larry. He gets,
once he
hears
once
Larry.
Once he gets his ears on Larry.
Wait a minute. Are you going to do more Andy Daly pilot pod, pay, pay, and pop?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that because I have this thing and I'm going to say it out loud for the first time. Every time somebody asks me whether I'm going to do another season of that podcast, I push it back a month.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
that's all you're telling us?
That seems fair.
Whether I'm tweeted it or asked in person, I push it back a month.
Okay. I thought you were about to reveal that it was coming back, and then you pulled the rug out from under me.
So now it's like, at this point, it's like 6 years away.
All I was going to say is that maybe Larry could be involved.
Yeah, I can come over there. You know, I like international waters. You go out there, you don't know what you got, though. Keep a girl in a cage.
It hurts. That hurts my neck, yeah. Larry. And I can't do them any other way. Maybe I can get there. There we go.
Oh, yeah. You need one of those neck pillows.
Yeah, you need a neck. Nope.
Can't do it.
I see Larry wearing a neck pillow on a plane,
too.
Oh,
there's no doubt about it. He likes to be comfortable.
Probably got a nice nice plaid fleece over it. You know how like those have different covers that you can put on them?
Hell, he'll wear it on the bus.
Have you ever had those I've never had one be comfortable for me.
It doesn't look comfortable.
Right?
I've never worn one for any extended period of time, but
I remember when I was traveling a lot, I was like, I probably should invest in one of those. And then I just was like,
well, then you got to carry around too.
It's a lot of bullshit, dude.
Yeah, fuck it. But I'm horsing around. We'll do the
another. I'm horsing around.
Oh,
over here.
Whew. We're having fun over here, right? Look, guys, I'm just joshing.
I didn't want to upset people about my podcast. I believe we'll do it again.
Okay.
Summer, maybe we'll record it in the late spring or the summertime or something
you
like that.
You and Matt Gorley.
Great fun. Yeah, he's great.
Oh, is he great? Mm-hmm.
Funny guy.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I bought a Volkswagen because of him. That's a true story.
Huh?
That is. You did buy one, and he is one. In the commercials.
And he did tell us about it on the air where he
did. He just
said,
shot a bunch.
The all-electric one is going to be out soon.
Is that what you got?
Yeah.
You got an electric Volkswagen?
All-electric Volkswagen, the Golf, yeah.
I got
100% electric.
I got to check this out.
You plug it in.
You know the question I'm going to ask. I'm not going to ask it. Answer the first question that everyone asks you.
I push. Whenever I'm asked this, I push it back a month.
No!
Hey! About 80.
Uh-huh.
Miles per hour? Is that what you were asking?
No! Oh. But that's better than a Volt. A Volt, I'm told, is like 40 to 45.
45 miles on a charge?
No, no, no. Here's the thing with the Volt.
That's not good.
The Volt, no. The Volt's a hybrid. Volt is...
Oh, right,
you get the first 40 electric,
yeah,
and then it kicks into gasoline if you need to. Mm-hmm. But if you are only going 40 or 20-20...
You never use the gas.
You never use the gas.
Right.
Mine is 100%, so if I can't go farther than 80 miles without charging.
Oh, and then it'll just stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Volt is a great idea, but I didn't need to get the Volt.
Not only will it just stop, but then when you charge again, you got to reset the clock because, you know, it's just blinking 12 after the batteries run out. Guys, batteries run out in clocks.
Very similar to a VCR. Exactly right. It is very similar to that same technology. But I love it. It's like driving a big electric golf cart because it just has... Like it just,
that
you know how
sounds
you, when
awesome.
You, when you press the gas on a golf cart and it just moves, that's how this is. Like it just.
Have you seen the video of the you know, like Tesla? Like Tesla like released a software update to their car and it has this button, you know, the screen has buttons, you know, all the buttons are on the touchscreen. And there's a new button called Insane Mode. And you just press the button and it goes full power. I think it has dual engines or something. Anyway, full power. And it goes like 0 to 60 in like 3.8 seconds or something. So they have video of people just sitting there like, oh, yeah, press the insane button. And they're like, oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, it's so
funny.
That
up. It's awesome. I like the Tesla. I've spoken about it many times on this program, Andy. I love the Tesla, but I don't make that kind of money.
No one does.
Paul Reiser did back in 1990 with those AT&T.
He was thinking ahead. To get one of these electric cars, I'm like,
he still does very well for himself. Imagine he's doing fine.
Yes, probably, right? He's working a lot lately. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Did
you see Whiplash?
I like it. No, is he in that?
And he's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
I like it that he's out. I hope he's out there because he wants to be and not because he suddenly looked at the bills and went, oh, crap.
I think he wants to.
Didn't his son grow up and like then now he's older and so maybe he's a little more available to do that?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was raising his kids.
Yeah. He was one of those leaked emails, but I didn't have a beef with his email. Like
his email was totally fine.
There was nothing embarrassing about it.
And who was the one? The website was
Gawker
like, this
or somebody.
Is the saddest email ever.
Sad about it at all?
It was absolutely not.
No.
It's a guy that wants his product out there,
of course.
And
because
and
fans bug him about it constantly, like,
and went the personal route.
Yeah. And also, he can make some money. I mean, you know, this doesn't have to be all pure hearted, like,
right?
But it wasn't like a groveling email.
No.
And I like that because anybody would have said, hey, their manager, hey, write Sony and find out what the fuck's going on. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, what's going on with those? Like, I love that he did it himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. No news in that email.
No good news is good news.
Ah, you're talking about Gary Gnu?
That's Gary Gnu.
The Great Space Coaster?
Great Space Coaster.
Bob McAllister.
It's a great Bob McAllister.
Wait, Gary Gnu's from The Great Space? I thought it was from, I guess he's from that, huh?
Yep.
the fact that all of you guys said yes, and I still was going to insist on finishing my sentence. I thought he was from. No, he's not. Then four of you are sure of it.
I only know that because that was the only. What was the one before that that Sid and Marty Krofft did? There's a bunch of those shows, and I only watched Great Space Coaster. I never watched the earlier ones.
You never watched H.R. Puffin stuff.
Never watched that one. Yeah.
Never watched Sigmund and the Sea Monster.
Never watched
Sigmund
those.
The Sea Monster. Sigmund was the Sea Monster, my friend.
Oh boy. Was that the twist that he became the Sea Monster?
That's with Johnny Whitaker, right? Mm. Isn't Johnny Whitaker the kid in that? Sigmund and the Sea Monster?
No
if
way
it's Johnny Whitaker, you guys all give me $5 each.
I don't know who Johnny Whitaker is.
I think that's fair. Off. I think it's a fair bet. Mm. Right?
All right. I'm Land of the Lost.
There's another one.
Electro Woman and Dyna Girl.
Captain Cool and the Kongs.
Jesus.
Michael Lembeck was Captain Cool. Then he was on One Day at a Time. Boy,
but who were the Kongs?
I don't know.
And did you already say Far Out Space Nuts?
Yeah, we did. mean for no reason at all. We all know we didn't say it. You condescending prick. Oh, Tony, don't get comfortable. Get going over to 7-Eleven.
Oh, man.
Wait, did you look this up? Wait, what's he looking up?
I don't even know.
Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Yeah, is this Johnny Whitaker?
Yep.
Thank you. Suck it.
Johnny Stewart.
Sigmund the Sea Monster and Johnny and somebody else are friends? That was the theme song. Sigmund the Sea Monster and Johnny and blank are friends.
Johnny Stewart.
You got
a
change for a
10? For what?
We're supposed to give you $5.
No, that's not necessary. Oh. That's not necessary. Oh. What is necessary is, Tony, make your move. Let's go. Get some answers on that sign. With some answers on this thing.
I give you that $5 in sweat equity, my friend. Sweat equity.
I like this guy. What's that guy's name?
Oh, well, I don't know.
That's it. That sounds like International Waters guy.
Oh, Don DeMello.
Yeah.
You want me to call?
Yeah. Yeah, give me a call. Give me a shout.
I forget again, what my dad and I... Go ahead.
I think the mistake last time was that Garen, it was obvious he was on the phone. You have to not be obvious.
Just be super chill about
it. Yeah.
Do you hear me? Super chill.
Yeah, we all heard you, and I think we all chose to ignore it. What does Don think about this, Andy?
7-Eleven.
You know what?
It's weird for character. Is it weird for you to go into a character?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
In this kind of show,
I was just. I mean, look. Disclaimers. Nice guy. All this, whatever. But a guy was interviewing me for a documentary. And he asked a question of Don DeMello, and I was just like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Because he would only use that clip and not you,
right.
And then you look like a crazy person that thinks that women should be kept in a cage. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he uses.
But it's also that, like, that moment from the inside the actor's studio, I think a lot of people have seen it, is seared into my brain.
So awkward.
Of, let me speak to Ed Grimley.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh.
It's the worst.
Painful. It's I feel bad for Martin. Martin Short doesn't have any problem with it at all.
No.
Right.
Because he's a pro.
He's pure show business.
He's pure show business. Yeah, he just snaps into it.
Born on
goes.
A footlight. If that's a thing.
Fun man.
I finished his book.
You did.
I loved it.
I liked,
are you reading the hard copy? Can I borrow it when you're done?
No, I have it. That's my problem.
When you're done.
I have it on my,
never mind then.
My Nook.
Okay, well.
Here's what I'm doing with books these days.
What are you doing, bud?
Okay. Pay attention.
Reading them?
What I'm doing is I get it on the Kindle, and I get the whisper sync business. I read a little, and then I plug it into the car, and I listen to a little. And then it lets you pick up reading right where you left off listening, and listening right where you left off reading.
And that's on the Kindle?
But isn't
you
can that do it on the Kindle. It's a robot voice reading, right?
No!
No, it isn't?
And for Martin Short's book, it was Martin Short.
Oh, wow.
And he's doing the characters.
So the audio...
No!
Yes!
The audiobook comes with the... The ebook is what you're saying.
Yes.
Wow.
That's
on the Kindle itself.
No, I have the Kindle app on my iPhone.
That's
there
cool.
is no need to possess an actual Kindle.
Right.
You know what though? I kind of want to buy a Kindle, mainly because I like buying things.
But right,
that's
it?
Always on
it's
the table.
Wonderful.
But I kind of want it so that I don't then feel tempted to look at my emails, to look at like it's strictly
I'm with you.
A book.
And it is one of those things. It's not. It doesn't have the same. It's not the LED issue. You know, like it's okay to look at it at night,
right?
Because you're not staring at like basically tiny light bulbs,
and it's got that flat and it's light, like everything about it I love.
I
might do it for that reason.
I don't read, so that's the thing I
keep
hitting.
Why do you want to borrow my Martin Short? Hang on, guys, I'm getting what I call this is a very important phone call.
Here we hearing. Go. Here we go. I'm going to put you on speaker. Hello? Hello? What did I do wrong here, Matt?
You're not hearing anything?
Do you hear anything?
Nope. No.
Hello?
Flip the...
Hello?
This is not the same as talking to somebody on a phone.
I'm going to hang up and have them call me back again because that was unacceptable.
Maybe take it off vibrate.
He may have been playing it too super chill.
Yeah, I agree.
That may have been the problem.
He had it on mute.
So super chill he didn't even talk.
Right. Yeah. Just stood there. Hey, they said to call.
Either that or your voice is coming out of his pocket. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, he could mute our end, and then we could hear him, and he couldn't hear us.
Come on, a second ago, he couldn't make the phone call. Right, the guy's a drummer. The Tory's the dumbest guy in the band.
True enough.
That's the big joke. Is the drummer stupid?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that any of the other guys are all that smart.
That's a good point.
In a band.
Wait, did you play drums?
Yeah.
Yeah. That might play into this a little bit.
That's, you know what I always think whenever I see like a guy, like, you know, I don't even want to say anybody. I can't think of anybody. But it's like, boy, that guy seems dumb.
Tommy Lee. Uh-huh.
And okay. But I don't want to use Tommy Lee because then you think about, yeah, but he wrote that song. And you got to be, you can't be dumb and write that good of a song. Like, you know, is that, am I making any sense? You could be a
savant. Well, a savant could write a good song.
Listen, I'm dumb, but I'm very funny and quick. So, you know.
You're a comedy savant.
I see where you're coming from.
It's different kinds of intelligence.
Yeah, there sure is.
Right.
Okay.
This guy does not have the intelligence that allows him to dial your phone.
Why don't you call him?
Okay. Call him back, you mean?
Yeah.
Is that an example of what you're speaking of?
I hit the number of the incoming call in your
okay, I go to my recents. Phone. Now, you mentioned you have an iPhone. You have applications. I got applications on mine. You have
some. I do have some applications. Oh, yeah. I got them at the application store,
okay.
Which is not an actual store. It's on, I don't know why they call it a store.
It itself is an application.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It's meta, isn't it?
It's like one of those M.C. Escher drawings.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
The hand is drawing the hand that draws the hand that's drawing the hand.
Fuck. We know that sound. One of the greats.
We sure do.
One of the great noises.
One of the great sounds. Hello? Yes, Tony, you called earlier?
Yes.
What happened?
I needed C-3PO, I think. English was not exactly her strong point, and she was very confused by the question, and then she finally just said that the sign was broken.
Okay, so we do have an answer then. Sign is broken.
Yeah.
And but why couldn't I hear any of that conversation? I guess that's what we were looking for.
I have
for.
No idea. I couldn't hear you either. And but it was that moment of time to go. So
okay.
I didn't know if you had to mute it or what.
All right, but. All right. Well, good job. Right. I guess.
I mean, I'm not satisfied with that response
at all. Right. I mean, yeah. At least we have an answer that it was broken, but the whole premise is to get the...
But I don't rely on that answer because it sounds like the...
She didn't understand anything he was saying.
Real
and then
language
just,
barrier, that might have just been the quickest way out of that conversation.
Well, no, guys, I'm getting a phone call.
Elliot, is it possible for you to just lock in the cameras where they are and you go and do this?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Lock in the cameras where they are.
All right,
this poor woman is about to get asked twice in 10 minutes what happened to the sign.
Well, maybe she'll finally look into it herself. Maybe right? Curiosity will spark right. In her mind.
Come on in, Tony. Tony, I appreciate... What's that?
Oh, man.
Did anybody say, yourself a drink?
Did anybody say buy something over there?
No, I never heard anything about
he
that.
He needed an excuse to talk to her, I guess.
No, I didn't hear anything.
God forbid
that.
You buy an American sparkling water.
Where'd you go, French? Oh, bonjour. All right, so now what we're doing, Tony, because I'm going to say it, you failed miserably.
I did what you told me to do. It's not my fault your phone didn't.
You didn't do any of it.
What did I not do?
You didn't. You called, and then you didn't let me hear the conversation.
This is like if you send somebody in to entrap a mobster, and they get them to talk all about their crimes, but did not plug in the microphone.
Thank you. What a great freaking analogy.
Well, let me tell you, the actual result was not much more exciting than hearing silence because I had to pay. I didn't have cash, so I paid with a card. And mm-hmm. When I was about to pay, I said, "Hey, what's up with the sign out there?" And she just goes, and she points to the credit card machine.
Oh, all right then.
And then I repeated it a couple times, and then she gave me a very confused look, And then I finally said, I was like, is the sign broken? Or when she just goes, oh, yeah, broken.
Oh, then this, we haven't learned anything.
No.
You offered her a way out of the conversation, and she took it.
Was there another person working there? There's usually two people.
Yeah, there were two, but he was busy ringing
okay,
up.
Okay, Elliot, your job right, is to get this guy, because this woman, I don't think she's going
to
be it.
I want to do this, but what I'll have to do is I'm going to have to call before I actually go in, because I have a stupid thing on my phone that I have to press a second button in order to... It'll be really obvious that I'm making a call.
Call us now. We don't care.
Yeah. All right.
We're not going to talk to you.
And don't alienate them by buying a Perrier with a credit card before you ask the question.
That's an interesting point you make, Andy.
All right, go.
Seriously.
I don't know. Wait, now, but also, can I say, like, it's not enough just to know that it broke, right? We need to know how it broke.
How it broke.
Right.
Exactly. All right. Get some answers here.
I will do the best I can.
All right, you play keyboards,
and
right?
And you know where we know. Let them know that we know that there's a new design.
Oh.
It's out there. We know that that's in play.
This is all, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this would be an interesting experiment. If you said, what happened to the sign? Is a new logo coming? And if she goes, is a new logo coming?
Try that and then talk to the guy.
She just gives anything.
Whatever. There's a cow nearby?
Cow nearby, yes.
All right, here we go. Elliot Hochberg now is going to go and hopefully solve the problem that both Garen and now Tony did get an answer.
Now, I can't mute you. I can only mute me.
Hang on, Elliot. I'm getting a call. What are you saying?
All right, if I put you on speaker.
Hello.
So, all right, here we go.
Yeah, mute.
But listen to this.
Mute you so you don't hear us, but we'll hear you.
Why is that happening?
I don't know.
See, how about you leave the room? I thought that maybe once you walked away, it would go
but
away.
That's weird. That shouldn't have happened.
That sounds like when R2-D2 has the restrictor on.
Tatooine.
Is that that's one of R2's 14 voices, right? Doesn't he have the one more than C-3PO? Hey, that Star. I'll say this. I like Star Wars. I'm not the biggest Star Wars guy. But that trailer, I got very excited. I like that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Good little jazzed up from that trip. Hang on, I guess I'm getting a very important phone call. I'm going to accept that call.
I have a weird thing about that trailer.
I'm exiting the door, brand new door. I feel weird because I don't have my keys with me.
Great.
It wouldn't do me any good.
Yeah, catch on.
Because it's the new lock.
Yeah, you don't have your keys with you because this is our way of getting rid of you.
Hey, what?
Right, yeah, Andy's here to buy your equipment. This whole thing's been a big ruse.
Writing a check right now.
I missed the signal.
What does it mean?
He has to wait at the light.
Then run!
I don't know if we need all this narrated.
That's not a busy street.
That is a disgustingly dirty sign.
Take a picture of it. Can you take a picture of it while you're using the phone?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'll do it later.
Let's see. Hopefully I didn't hang up on
you. No, you're still talking.
Can you mute him? Just go ahead and mute him for a minute.
I can't mute him because we don't know what he's going to do.
Well, we know that he has to cross the street first. So
here he goes. Here he goes. He's going. Elliot?
Yes, I've taken a picture.
All right.
Oh, you heard me.
Well, God forbid you give us that update. You told us you... hey, guys, I'm looking at the sidewalk.
Cars are going by. This is what happens when the light changes, guys. You just have to stand here.
Man, a bicycle almost ran me over.
Okay. Wait, didn't...
he had a helmet, though.
Garen almost got hit
the guy I paid to run him over missed. Damn.
Let's see. Here's what I'm going to try. I'm going to try putting it in my pocket and see if that works.
Get in.
If it makes you stop talking, then it works.
All right.
Do you have a breast pocket?
Oh, you got a breast pocket? Oh, we can hear him very well.
All right.
This is what the fans have been asking for this.
My theory all along.
Yeah. It was Cat Stevens. It was the wind.
Listen to the wind, to the wind of my soul.
Who's that character?
That's me badly singing Cat Stevens.
Oh, I assume that was some ridiculous character.
I was
Well,
that was anticlimactic.
No, only because we had to be quiet to appreciate it.
I don't know what I wanted, but it wasn't that.
I mean, it would have been kind of funny if she had said, oh, yeah, new song, but didn't happen.
But he'll give us more updates. We couldn't hear her crisply and cleanly. I think that hurt us.
Yeah.
Him buying that Frappuccino. We made very clear, don't buy foreign. Right? He goes Italian. He goes French.
Are we paying these guys too much? Is that what's happening? Because I don't know what's wrong with good old American liquids.
I got another follow-up.
You do?
For her?
Well, are they just going to repair the sign as was, or are they going to go new logo?
Wait, do you want to go over
there?
You
know what? You got to go over there.
You're next,
gotta go,
buddy.
You got to go. You got to go. You got to be the third guy.
All right.
I am loving the show more and more every day. All right, well, hang on. We'll give it a minute. Give it a minute.
All right.
Give it a minute. Hey, that's a nice looking case. What kind of case is that?
For what? My phone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tech 21 makes it. Tech 21 Impactology.
Hang on. Elliot's calling me.
All right. Maybe he can take
it. Yeah, he needs to be let in.
Can you guys hear all that?
You can buzz me. That's how it works.
All right, where are you at?
Well, I'm done.
Get back here. The cameras are all aimed at the floor somehow.
Oh, no.
All right, Tony's going to let you in. All right. I've stopped listening to you.
Why he felt the need to call you back is one of the great mysteries of life.
He said, did you hear all that? Well, you know, we'll get to his recap, and then we're going to send Andrew Daly over there.
Yeah, I got to head over there.
Now, are you going to go over there as yourself or as Forrest Whitaker? Who are you going over there?
Forrest Whitaker.
Isn't that the character? Right? Don't you have a
Forrest McNeil?
Pretty close. Eye of some sort?
Pretty close.
Oh, what do you do that? The,
and the ghost dog.
All right. Now listen.
The cameras were just fine without you. Interesting.
Oh no! What have I done?
Lock him in.
What have I done?
So
did you hear?
For the time you were gone, the screen was me, and then these two.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
we had just heard you repeating what she was saying, which is the wind came along, I think is what the
Yeah, well,
the
so they were very nice, the two folks there. I don't know whether they were related in some way. And the one guy was very quiet. He was this quiet. He was so quiet. He was very quiet. And so he was the one who was saying that something came in the wind. And I didn't want to push him too hard to try, could you speak up? Could you say it more clearly? But, yeah, the wind came and something hit it. Is what I got from
it. Wow. Well, we got to find out what that was. What hit it? And follow up, are you going to replace it with a new logo?
Very important. It's not going to be very long until it's replaced. That's very important. They want to make sure I knew that.
Okay. Well, it has been a month. So
yeah. It has been a month.
I would hope.
It's been up there
about here we go. Andrew Daly's going to make the move.
Okay.
Now, you have my phone number.
Oh, no, I don't have your phone number. Well, let's find out if
you do.
You have my phone number.
We've texted.
Oh, okay.
Right, take a look in there.
You have a text, you have a number, yeah.
That's a case very similar to one I was thinking. I think that was number two in line.
It's nice looking.
Well, they gave me the hard sell at the Apple store. I kind of... It was made clear to me that I was not allowed to leave until I bought this case. I have a phone number here for you.
Let's take a look at that and see if it's accurate.
Uh-huh. All right.
There we go.
All right. I'll be back. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. These headphones.
Yeah, you should probably take them off.
Yeah, that might
I think
be
that's
weird.
A giveaway.
All right, here we go. Andrew Daly now is going to make his move over there.
This is exciting. I was going to say that Star Wars trailer, my main reaction was it made me worried that it's going to be a little too good for a Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, hang on. I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, go ahead.
I'd like to hear what you have to say. But I got Andrew Daly calling in. Andrew, are you there? Andy?
Maybe it's your phone.
Oh, no.
Call him right back.
I'll call him back.
So, yeah, something's going on with your phone, man.
I'm going to call him back. Oh, good God.
You were having data problems earlier. Maybe there's something going on.
Do you have something stuck in your headphone, Jack?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Hello, leave a message for Andrew Daly.
Hello? Oh, no.
It's got a voicemail.
Oh, God. Oh, good Lord. Come on, we got one of the best improvisers in the world. We got to hear him. After what Elliot just did.
By the way, were you able to... You weren't able to...
Thank you. I look forward to speaking to you later.
That's his
voicemail.
How did I pick that up in the middle of it?
I don't think you were fully disconnected from the first time.
Oh,
he'll call back.
I'm so scared. I've never been more panicked in my life over... Oh, here he comes. Except... Hello?
Hello?
There we go. Okay. Now we got you.
Okay, yeah. I am walking down the sidewalk.
Okay.
There's a weedy lot next door to your building.
Don't describe it too in detail. We don't want the fans
weeds and a chain link fence.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're not making good time at all.
No, I didn't. I decided not to move. But you know what? I got 7 seconds, 6 seconds. I got to run. I'm going to make it across the street.
All right, make your move.
Two, one, made it with 1 second to spare across the street.
Now you see the tarp, right?
I do. I see it. I'm right under it. Yeah, it's pretty ugly.
All right, let's get some answers. I love the fact that three people.
I'm going to slide you into my breast pocket.
Okay.
And I'm going to go in there into the 7-Eleven.
Can we do a test on that breast pocket? Put it in your breast pocket now and speak, Andy.
I beg your pardon?
Can you put it?
You're going to test out the breast pocket?
Yeah, put me in the breast pocket and then speak.
My iPhone is now in my breast pocket.
That's nice.
Perfect.
Check.
That's really nice.
That sounds great.
Okay, great. Here we go. They've got fireworks for sale at 7-Elevens. You know what?
That seems illegal.
Fireworks or firewood?
Firewood, maybe, right? He said fireworks, though,
didn't he? I'm pretty proud of it. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
Like five people online.
Oh, boy.
Sorry to tell you.
Well, what are you going to do? You're not going to bail, right?
Orangina?
Orangina?
What country is that from?
Why will nobody just buy a water or a soda? What's with the exotics? That's what's throwing this off. Everybody's getting an exotic beverage.
Yeah. Get a Slurpee like an American would.
All this time picking out the appropriate European beverage. I don't have Orangina. That's a disappointment. Go ahead, get a PG water.
How about some champagne? Oh, he can't hear us.
No. What are you doing?
The people can't hear.
You're online? Yeah. All right. You're not online. What are you waiting for, a hot dog? Pizza.
That may be my favorite thing.
I'm not talking to the unhealthy, but you're going to have a pizza.
Please remember that for the opening next year.
All right. Okay. Forget about the hot dog. No, forget it.
This is just someone in line, right?
Yeah, we haven't got the friend.
Yeah, but he's Andy Daly jazzing it up. It's good stuff.
I'm just trying to clarify what we're doing.
Ahead of the
what?
Okay, I'm next.
Thanks. I don't want to respond to him because did he mute us, do you think?
I don't know.
Andy, did you mute us?
I don't know how you do that.
Oh, you press a button.
You hit mute.
Mute mutes you. Not them.
Oh.
No.
Mutes the microphone.
If he mutes,
it will mute him.
You gotta mute him.
That's a good point.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't press me.
So we should mute.
Here he goes. He's in.
Have this water. Do you take Amex? PG water. That's it. What's going on with the sign out there? Covered up, why is that? There's a big sign out there. It's broken. And you're going to get it fixed? When you get it fixed, is it going to be the new logo? Where do I sign? I swipe the card. That's it? Yeah. So are you going to put the new logo up? Yeah. The new logo? All right. That's what I'm trying to find out. Yeah, this guy. I want to come
right now. Can you?
What?
It's my stomach. Did you hear that? That was crazy.
I think Andy heard it.
Andy, what broke it?
Can I ask you, do you know when the new sign goes up, is it going to be the, a new logo or the same sign? Do you know that? Then you replace the broken sign. A new logo. Is it a new 7-Eleven logo? I know, but when the new sign goes up, is it going to be the same looking sign? You don't know. You don't know. All right. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. So,
all right. Okay, hello.
All right. So we'll see you when you get back.
Okay.
All right. That's Andrew Daly on site. Now, you know what needs to happen, right? You need to go, and find out what broke the sign.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
But he Elliot found out. They said some debris.
Yeah, but they didn't say specifically what, Matt.
Specifically what? And come on, the idea that a fourth guy comes in and asks about that sign in one day. So why don't you?
They're going to think we're from 7-Eleven corporate or something.
And hold the door for Andy.
Okay.
That way you let him in at the same time that you're going out, and then give us a shout. Okay. Here we go. You know what? I think you and Shorts is going to help with this. And also the fact that these people do not understand our language. I think that's hurting us. All right, here we go.
They're all very nice, though. I want to make it clear. They're extremely nice.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are. They're running a business, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you have to be nice.
Right? That's all part of the package.
Absolutely. It's a niceness business.
I'm so glad I'm here for all this.
Right?
All right. There's some very important things I have to do with the cameras right now that if I weren't here, boy, would you be in trouble.
What would have happened? What would you have
I'm just
do?
Saying I have to move cameras around. I mean, just at this particular moment.
Hang on. I'm getting a call from Matt Belknap. Hello?
Hey, it's Matt.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Andy to get to the door. I don't know what happened to him.
What happened to Andy?
He's taking his time.
Is he still in there talking? What if he left? What if he just went home? Him and his orange Gina.
Oh, here he is.
Orange.
All right, now I have to go.
The idea, again, that a fourth... Come on, we're sending a fourth guy! What'd you end up getting? You just got some water, huh?
I got Fiji water.
You got the Fiji?
Yeah, what a sad place that is.
What's wrong? Why is it? What's wrong?
You got a lady on there, like she's waiting online for one of their pizzas because the hot dog is not healthy enough for her.
What? Is that what she said?
Yeah, that was my exchange with that lady.
We heard that you kind of
a long time I was in there
yelling at her, kind of at a. What are you waiting? A hot dog?
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Well, there was a lot of confusion about who's online and who's waiting for food, so we had to get through that. Mm-hmm. And then I just talked to her for a while. She's sad.
But now listen, we're gonna get your
recap. What's the other question?
What broke the sign?
Hey, Jimmy, mute your end, okay?
Mute my end? Okay, hang on, I'm gonna mute. All right, so I can't hear you. You can't hear me, then I'm muting right now.
Okay, but you can still hear me, I assume, so I'm gonna put my phone in my pocket.
You've got two major obstacles.
What are the obstacles?
Going in. Language is one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two is they don't give a shit about talking to you.
No,
they don't want to engage at all.
They want they want you to buy your water and
get
skedoodle.
The fuck out.
Here we go.
It's probably easier for me because there's only one guy in front of me.
Did I say shut it? you're the guy in the van that we're not going to hear the guy give it up.
Yes.
Here we go. Matt Bogdano, is that a new watch band? It's a new watch. What brand? I got one of these Shinola watches. From Detroit. Shia LaBeouf?
Shinola.
Shinola? Mm-hmm. Where do you get that? Skate shop?
Big credit card, right? Okay. Oh, actually, you know what? Did I have a test?
Here he goes. All right, he's in, guys.
Goodbye.
Does that work?
Here it comes.
I was wondering, what happened to your sign out there? Why is there a... What? Oh. What happened? How'd it break? Did something hit it?
They just keep looking at all those political things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just wondering what happened to your sign. Did something hit it?
No, it's just, you know, we need
oh, it fell down from the wind? Oh, so the wind just blew it down. Oh, okay, wow. You're going to get a new one? Oh, can't wait to see it. All right, thanks.
All right.
Matt. I like how he stayed on his assignment and he did not also ask, is it going to be the new logo?
All right, good job. We'll see you in a minute.
That was good.
I honest to God, the idea that four people that
sign. There was no hint from either of them that they had heard been asked this before.
Nope, just taking a stride.
They were just like, huh? Yeah, it broke. Like, at no point did they just kind of go, why is everybody asking about the sign today?
Andy and Tony, am I wrong that that's the most words in a sentence that lady strung together? That was like just the longest sentence. Yeah.
I to be honest, she had a few words and I didn't understand any of them. Mm. But I think it was partly that she really didn't want to be talking. She just kind of it was the equivalent of
buy your water and go.
Yeah,
right. Did that lady get her pizza? I hope she got her pizza.
Yeah, she was out of there.
So what was her deal on that? The hot dog's not healthy, so she got.
She's like, what she said. This is the part that broke my heart.
Oh no!
I said, "What are you waiting for? A hot dog?" She goes, "I'd love to have a hot dog, but I can't." I was like, "Why?" She said, "It's not good for me." So what are you waiting for? A pizza. That's what I said. Hot dog is not good for you, but you're having a pizza. She goes, "Yeah. Well, I scrape off some of the cheese." And then I eat but I like the crust. Oh, come on. And then the asshole in front of me goes, hey, if you want to get pizza, you should go to a place like Pizza Hut, a place with a pizza in the name.
Is that what the guy said?
He's a real fucking connoisseur.
This guy's a bit of a foodie.
Actually, you know what? I had a slice of pizza once from the 7-Eleven. It was not a nightmare.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's garage, you know, gas station pizza, but it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, give us the update. Now, we could hear her a little bit.
Well, she was, first of all, I've never felt like a bigger asshole in my life because it's
really?
Like, it's one thing for like you guys, but like, I'm now the fourth fucking guy.
Yes, that's the funny.
I know, but I'm in, but like, it's
did she have any recognition in her eyes? Like something's going on. Cause Andy says to him, nothing.
She seemed like, she thought I was talking about something else. Maybe like somehow I was like the sign and she was like, and then she just passed me off to the other guy. And he was like, oh, yeah, it blew down.
All right.
Wind blew it down.
I don't think either of them are going to go home tonight and say, weird day at work. Four different people asked us about the sign because I think they've already forgotten that any of us were ever in there.
But could be. By the way, four people in 8 minutes.
But in my head, I was just thinking, oh, she's like thinks that she knows that we're, you know, punking them and she's just like not even.
So you felt
I felt dirty and I felt like she was just like, I don't even want to talk to you because obviously you're just some fucking prankster.
Do you think we should send Andy back in a wig?
I have a wig in the car.
Of course you do.
Of course you do. With your lab coat. I noticed you got
real quiet.
You know
what? I'm going to go in there and I'm going to trust them to imagine me in a wig.
Yes. Yeah. What'd you get?
Oh, cashew. You guys want some cashew?
Yeah, I'm in on that. Oh, these are like the $3 cashews.
Look, I'm very rich. I have a lot of money. And I don't mind spending it on my friends.
I was going to have one, but now they've been shaking too much.
Oh, thank you, man.
Oh, these aren't even salted.
No, they're just raw cashews. No.
Matt is the only one of us who got something that could be shared.
What a good guy. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm with you. not that good.
Wow, they had nothing. Did they have a piece of bread over there for you to buy that you passed on? Because it might have too much flavor?
They're a bit soft, right?
It's got 5 grams of protein per serving.
What's a serving?
About 16 nuts.
16?
Yeah.
Are you guys enjoying all those Kellogg's cracker chips? No. 27 crackers equal 110 calories. They're delicious.
Is that right?
They're delicious. And you know what? 27, it's like you feel like you've done, like, you don't want to eat potato chips. You want to just keep eating potato chips. This satisfies that. You feel like you've had enough.
Yeah.
Of this conversation.
Wow. Jimmy, there's only one of us who has not been over there.
That's a good point. I was thinking that.
I gotta
it's
go.
Very true.
I kind of feel like,
yeah, but we gotta wrap this up too.
We do.
Mr. Daly's on a time machine. He's got that podcast to plan for in 6 years.
You could go over and apologize for all the people that have wasted their time.
What if we did the old the crank call? I go in and I go, hey, I'm the sign guy. I heard it was broken.
Oh my God!
I'm here to replace the sign with the new logo.
If any one of us owned a van, and
I know. But what? So what's my reason for going over? I can't apologize. That's you're not going to understand what that means.
No.
No, I agree with Andy. They've already forgotten everything that's happened.
You could be from 7-Eleven corporate and tell them, stop talking about the sign.
I'm just in a Chicago t-shirt.
Well, that was the other thing I thought when I was talking to her. She's like, I was thinking she's going to think that this, like, somehow the corporate.
Shocked.
Yeah, that we're, like, checking up on them.
That's but, like, but what those company, are like corporate pranks.
Yeah, but
it's like a right. Pranking on the corporate level.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask.
No, all right. God. Wait. Okay.
You know what I am?
I was in the laundry.
You got to go in as Larry.
Yeah. Absolutely. Get that neck.
You know what I'm talking about that time? Does it look like I'm doing a character? Is it, can you believe this?
No, I would believe
it's
it.
It's totally believable.
Yeah.
The fucking people that are at that 7-Eleven, Larry would fit right in.
Yeah.
Order a pizza. They won't question anything.
But the problem is you don't have a breast pocket. You want to borrow my shirt?
Good point.
Is that too much of a giveaway if he's wearing my shirt?
Can I just say you can have your phone in your fucking hand? Yeah. Why are we being such spies about it? Everybody walks around with their phone in their hand.
That's true. But we got the mic facing it up, so that might look a little weird, but still.
All right, so then you're going to mute.
Yes.
All right. Wait, I need some money. I got no money, guys.
I have some cash.
Who does that with money, Tony? We're on the air, by the way. Keep that in mind.
Yep.
We're still doing our show right now.
They'll take an Amex for a soda over there.
I don't have anything. I got, what do you got here?
Six. That should cover you.
You don't travel with credit cards on you?
I forgot my wallet in the car.
Okay.
It's very suspicious.
Yeah, it's very suspicious.
I think Jimmy's he's in trouble with bookies. He can't be seen in public with money.
Or his wife cut up all the cards.
Yep.
He did tell us he liked to buy things.
Well, we can't hear you. Now you know how it feels.
Am I supposed to call?
Yeah, call me. Don't call your phone. That won't work.
Should I message you? Because that's what I just heard.
That's a good idea. Just send text messages of everything that's happening.
You got to translate it.
Do you want to do a FaceTime call? I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I think it's a bad idea.
The captain is leaving the bridge. This is unusual.
I know. This is very unusual. Luckily, we have the host of the very successful Andy Daly pilot podcast project.
Close enough.
Hey, you couldn't get it right.
No, I can never get it right. I still can't get it right.
Oh, no. Jimmy what would happened? Like to FaceTime. I will accept.
Oh, you're going to FaceTime?
Oh, boy.
Interesting. All right.
I don't know about this. You want to zoom in?
I could try. Let's see.
I don't know why he did that. I don't think he meant to do it.
Uh-huh. No, I think he did.
He's calling again. Hello?
Hello, Matt, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
What I said is, why didn't anybody tell me that it's 4,000 degrees outside? Why didn't that come up?
Oh, that's part of the fun of it.
I think my feet just got lit on fire.
Okay.
I'm running across the street here. I'm avoiding getting hit by this guy.
All right, tell us when you want us to mute RN. Oh my,
this is Larry.
Are you getting into character? Getting into character.
Into character.
Okay, good. That sounds good. I think that was perfect. If you keep it at that level, that's just right.
Yeah, my shoulders are up.
Uh huh.
Okay, I'm
now we're gonna mute. We're gonna mute.
I'm walking in.
Oh, we're gonna muting.
I am at 7-Eleven.
He's gonna spray.
I'm just just like a snack. Yeah.
Oh God. Oh dear God.
No, I don't like to be the guy that's rude on the phone when I'm at the counter. Well, there's not a lot of people online, so I'm not gonna make that big of a scene.
What if they kick the shit out of him?
Larry is very punchable. You just want to hurt him.
Gotta be getting a
sword. Hi, how are you today? Can I have cheese pizza? Just one slice of cheese, yeah. Cheese pizza. I'm gonna pick cash. I saw that guy in trouble with the card. I'm gonna pick cash.
Is he, He's like doing Dustin Hoffman.
I don't know if there's something wrong with the sign out there, too. Is there the sign broken? The sign's broken. So wait, you got like a tarp or something over the sign? Like, oh, the wind did made it fall down. Is there like a tree branch or something go through it? No, it's just okay. 109 for the pizza. There we go. Okay, I'm gonna get just to get the pizza. Yeah. Are you gonna replace the sign, or is it gonna be like that tarp all the time? I don't mind the way it looks right now. It looks kind of nice like that. Like that plant book. Looks kind of nice. Okay. Thank you so much, you guys. Okay, perfect. Peace, pizza. Kind. All right. The only good thing that came out of that is that I stayed in character.
Oh, my God.
How's your neck?
That was fantastic.
Is your neck okay, Jimmy?
No, it hurts. I'm across the street.
Can you do that voice without the...
Come and open up the door for me.
Oh, okay. Can you do that voice without the neck?
It's kind of hard to.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to keep doing that because that was great.
That's what we call in the character business a neck-specific character.
All right. Tony's coming to get you. I'm going to hang up.
That's reasonable.
Wow. Well,
so you ended up with pizza. That's my takeaway. He ended up with pizza.
I can't wait to hear.
That was a thing of beauty. I stayed in character.
Very interesting.
That was
fantastic. And I'll tell you something. They are fast with that pizza.
$1.09.
Not bad.
Piece of pizza was a buck. The $9 was the tax.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
So it's about an 8.75 tax on $1.
I can't. It's got to be like this. And then I'm holding the phone, too, so it was all...
Yeah, beautiful.
And it wasn't like Larry's back in here. And this guy was a little... It sounded a little Rain Man-y to me sometimes.
That's the observation was made, yes.
Is that true?
Yes, it was remarked upon.
But you guys were muted. Is awful, because then you think you're literally just talking into a void.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of narrating my way through the 7-Eleven, too, and at some point I thought, oh, I just look like the craziest person here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to. I mean, right. That's what was so fun about yours, and that's why I tried to do that, too, a little bit, just because it was fun to listen to on the other end, but I have no idea what you were
doing. Walking through 7-Eleven. Hi, I'm looking for a beverage. Pretty long line. That's crazy.
It was, now here's what was going down, and maybe this happened with you guys. They went into, and I apologize for not knowing what language, they were talking in a different language.
Amongst themselves.
About, like, I asked the question, they answered, and then they would talk. So, like, one has to think that
they're going, what the fuck's going on with these fucking assholes?
Or
my guess would be Farsi or Hindu would be my...
It's not important to the story. That can't be less important to the story on what they're speaking.
If you know for a fact what it is, fine. But if you're just speculating... Yeah.
And can you
translate?
Decipher is the word. Translate. Can you translate?
Unfortunately, no.
Then shut it.
Wait a minute. You have Google Translate on your phone, right, Ellie? Get back over there.
But they also look nonplussed by the whole idea that I was the fifth guy asking about that sign in 20 minutes. And answering as if, oh, yeah, we're going to get the sign coming. Couldn't have been more pleasant.
Yeah. Well, but for all we know, maybe they field these questions all day long.
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe every third person that goes in, they goes, hey, wondered about the sign.
I hope that's true.
I'll take two scratch-offs and what's up with the sign?
You're right.
I pray to God that's true, because otherwise I'm not going to sleep tonight. I feel terrible.
You know who is going to sleep tonight? The lion.
The lion sleeps tonight. Here's some trivia.
Yeah.
That song is not from The Lion King.
That may not be trivia. That just may be a sentence. Now I'm going to tell you something. I don't have any. Oh, Elliot, I owe you $1.
All right.
I think over all the years, you could just let me slide on that.
Sure, that's fine.
All the shit that we.
The fact that I allow you to come here on a weekly basis. All right, here's the $5 back. And then there's some change coming your way, too.
I'll buy you a slice of pizza.
Thank you. Now, what I'm going to do then with
that's
this,
81 cents. That's
with this change that we have left, this 81 cents we speak of. Actually, there's some other coinage over here.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get all the coins if you can tell me who sang The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Harry Belafonte.
No. Maybe try.
Shit. Originally?
Shit. Yeah.
Originally.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah, originally.
I know Billy Joel did a version, did he not?
I'm going to take a stab at it.
All right, here we go. Andy Daly for the win.
The Four Tops.
No, horrible guess. One of the worst.
What?
One of the worst guesses I've ever heard in my entire life.
What did Harry Belafonte sing that was...
The Banana Song.
Okay.
Or Deo.
Kind of, yeah, that it's a similar style novelty
this
tune.
This is...
Frankie Valli.
No. But not a bad guess. All
I right. feel like it's something kind of obscure or something that
yeah.
it's not really.
Bob McAllister.
Tony, are you looking it up or you're not playing?
No, I knew I didn't.
All right, give the answer if you would, please. It is. Is it the Tokens? Yes, the Tokens.
Oh.
It's the Tokens.
Now, T-O-L. If we were, if you had put some bus tokens on that, that would have been a nice hint.
Yeah, I didn't have any.
Too bad.
I did have some game tokens. I should have used those. That's all card now. You go to Dave and Buster, that's all card now, guys.
Is that right?
It's all card.
Huh.
It's all card.
Not Chuck E. Cheese. They still have the coins, yeah. The tokens.
I think there's something to it. You know what they do also with the Dave and Buster's? It's your tickets are by weight.
What?
You don't have to count them?
You don't have to count them. You put them in the tub and then they go.
Do you
go,
trust that, though?
Do I trust it? No, I do not.
I don't either.
I trust Dave, but not Buster.
Heads out of a bitch. You're not wrong.
You're so always trying to pull something over. Pull something over?
My son and I went to Dave and Buster last week.
Oh.
And we had a nice time. Danielle was working, couldn't be home, so I took him out for a little fun. And we had a great time. I played some air hockey and all that stuff. And then the food was surprisingly delicious.
Hmm. Well, but you're about to choke down a 7-Eleven pizza. Maybe your standards aren't so high.
I bought this for a goddamn prop. You understand that?
But you are going to eat it.
Yeah. I got the cheese, too, because the pepperoni looked nauseating.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Doesn't that, as opposed to that, that wow. looks delicious.
Ooh,
that
beautiful.
Look, that looks like you got out of a vending machine, doesn't it?
Yep.
I'd like to have a hot dog, but I can't.
All right, Andy, we got to go. That was fun, right?
Yeah!
Stupid fun!
It was a lot of fun.
Were you friend rusher? When was the last time Andy was here? Was it the beginning of 15?
About a year ago, I think.
Wait, no, beginning of 14.
Yeah, around the beginning of 14.
Yeah, about a year.
What? Oh, what? Was that part of the big push, the big promotional push?
Yeah.
Oh, when we first joined Airwolf, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what, was it 1402?
It might have been. Something around
there. Oh, that's
no, no,
right.
I don't think, I don't know. No, I think that was Joe Latrulio was 1401, right?
No, Jan Kirpin.
No. I feel like I could have been 1401. Am I crazy?
Oh, maybe you were. Maybe you were.
Let's look it up.
Looks like it's 1405.
Oh, who's one? Who's one?
I think it was Joe Latrulio, and then Adam Scott was.
Okay. And then Adam Scott, then Jen Kirkman, then Paul Tompkins, then Andy Daly. That's my guess.
I was 1405, so I am one of the top five.
Oh, yeah. If we were on T-Mobile, we would definitely put you in our top five.
You were in my MCI five. Remember that?
Yeah. Wasn't that the same thing? I thought it was T-Mobile.
Well, MCI had that thing with like five people in your...
MCI? What happened to them?
I don't know.
They became Verizon, I think.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
They were my long-distance carrier of choice. I also had an 800 number that I could call, and then that would... then I would pop in. I forget what it was. Then I would press like... some weird thing. Chip Chittery, of course, the master financier.
Deal getter.
If you sign up for this 1-800 number, you would call that number, and then you would put in... like your number, and then it would charge me less or some other thing.
But it was great for the road. Right.
But it's literally 25 years ago. I don't remember.
Back when people paid for long-distance phone calls.
Exactly.
Dial 1-800-ATT. What was that for? That was some deal on a payphone where you could collect calls or some shit like that. They aggressively advertised
it. Yeah. I think that was – wasn't that the Paul Reiser thing?
Might have been, I know it was Carrot Top, and it might have also been Paul
Reiser. Yeah.
Rogers.
I think it was competing with 1-800-COLLECT, which was, I don't know why those were such a big, I guess because the technology suddenly came out and they were like, now we got to market it. Let's get people using this dumb shit.
What do you got, Tony? And then let's wrap this up.
I'm trying to find it.
Goodbye.
But
all right.
I'll get it.
I see the list of all episodes, but I don't see them in order.
And put it. Oh, it's I literally have to.
Just go to the iTunes.
Sure. Now that said, I can't drum. I cannot drum. I can look things up on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Lickety split like.
Nobody wants to see that on the Warped Tour. Nobody would pay money during the Warped Tour and take a break from the rollerblading to watch you surf the nets.
What if it was Larry?
What would you like me to look up for?
Oh, God. Here we go.
I've already come up with a perfect use for Larry and the
podcast
pilot project. Yeah.
But so you understand.
Look for that.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be ready for that in 6 years. And remember, we're going to have to take a lot of breaks because it really hurts my neck.
Can he have a neck brace on? Will that help?
Then I'm Bob Duca, whatever the fuck.
Well, right. But I don't think Seth actually wears a neck brace to do it, does he? So you have to wear the neck brace to get in character. You ready for this? You were not even close to
me. You are ready for this?
In fact, I don't see Jen Kirkman anywhere.
All right, what do you got?
We got Jolo, Adam Scott, John Ross Bowie was 03, Craig Bierko 04, Andrew Daly 05. Then, nice. Rich Summer.
We didn't talk about the Grammys.
No, because this comes out next week. Everyone's right. We talked about it after saying we wouldn't. But
you got some thoughts?
God forbid you say no.
No, I'm just thinking because this was it was your profession at one time. You must watch it with interest.
I don't.
Huh. Okay. Then never mind.
Don't care at all.
Really? Okay. You don't find it entertaining? The whole world of the recording industry. You know,
did you watch it?
Everybody was tweeting about Analytics, so I tuned in time to see that, and I went, yeah, and then I got out of there.
That was good.
Quick in and out.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I know you were very excited about the UHF reunion on At Midnight.
At Midnight, yes. I'm a big Emo Phillips fan.
He's great.
He's really great.
True or false, Andy?
That show. I'll take a true or false on Emo Phillips.
I did two shows in Bloomington, Indiana, both shows Emo Phillips came to and watched and waited in line with the rest of the people to meet me. Right? You were witness to it. It was the craziest thing.
Two shows in one night. So it was like a 7:30 and a 9:30
That's
show.
Amazing.
It was really, really flattering.
Yeah.
Like, he's really, like.
Wonderful guy.
Then he waited until I saw him in line. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just waiting to meet you. Like, it couldn't have been. It just was really.
And we went to his show at that. Say, it was at a festival. That's why
I did not give him the courtesy of waiting in line.
No, you did not. Neither of us did. But I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
No, we didn't, did we?
I think we said hi to him after.
But we had a race over to watch Pat.
Yeah.
That's what happened there.
Mm. We definitely, I think we went backstage because we're Mucky Mucks.
That's right.
Oh, Mucky Mucks.
Mucky Mucks, that's just Nation's D song.
All access.
In the Mucky Muck. Mm-hmm. All up in the Mucky Muck. Andy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to answer one question for me.
All right.
And I'm going to give you two choices.
Oh, great.
Awful and horrible.
Those are the choices?
What am I describing?
Awful?
I think I know.
And horrible. Are you describing my Diet Coke?
No, sir. Close.
Oh, your pizza.
No, your appearance here today.
That's hurtful.
But close. He told you close. He was closer than you thought. No, this is, without a doubt, the worst pizza I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Buddy, you might want to go to a place with pizza in the day.
You know what? That guy might be onto something. That poor woman's. If that poor woman's having this, she's in for a world of hurt.
Yeah.
This is not. No.
I liked how you gave it one more chance. You're a real three strikes guy.
Can you please take a bite of that?
You're not sick or anything, are you?
Yeah, I got a bitch.
I'm going to take a non-consecutive bite.
Yeah, go right from the side.
Oh.
Right?
I've had microwave pizza better than that.
Come on.
I'm going to go ahead and take the word of the two people in the room who tried it. Ugh, this is terrible. Am I really going to eat this?
Yeah, you got to have a bite. You guys want in on this, Tony?
There are not very many non-consecutive bites available.
Oh, you went crust.
Oh, you went crust, no cheese.
I got a little cheese.
What do you think of that?
That is so bad, right? I mean.
Think about that, Tony. Hand it over to
Why does everyone have to do this? You're a bully. You're a food bully.
They don't have to. I could have said no.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
Pretty bad. I think I have had worse, though.
Really? I don't know.
No. I don't know. You can taste the freezer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes.
Like, that's literally like they just, like, the type that you would get out of a vending machine. And the plastic would still be around it.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like the plastic wasn't taken off the top before it was cooked.
Mm. That's horrible.
Salt-wise, it's the opposite of Pizza Hut.
Let me take a look. Let me eat some.
Okay. What? You're going to have another bite?
I got to really make sure.
And let's remember, didn't we all hear my stomach while Andy was away?
You were hungry.
True.
It's going to take more than a new logo to turn things around at 7-Eleven.
Oh,
that was a big bite.
What are you doing? You got a death wish.
All right, we're done. All right.
Good show, guys.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot.
Yeah. We definitely learned a lot about that sign.
Yet learned nothing.
A lot and very little.
Did the sign fall over in the wind?
That's what the guy
I'm guessing that thing came loose.
Uh-huh.
Like the big...
Did it hit anyone? Did it hit a car? Did it... What?
Nobody thought to ask that?
I wasn't getting anywhere with my line of questions.
Ryan!
He's not here.
Set a sixth guy over. All right, Andy. Keep an eye out for Andy Daly. He's on Twitter, at Andrew J. Daly.
Totally wrong. TV's Andy Daly is my Twitter handle.
Who the fuck am I following then? this guy's great.
You could watch the first season of Review on Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Right.
Just go ahead and sign up for Amazon Prime.
Yeah, get two-day shipping for free.
I think you should anyway.
You should.
It's worth it. It is very worth it.
Do all my shopping there.
You can watch Transparent and then top it off with a little Review.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Two comedies.
That's right. Different flavors, but both one. Wonderful.
One comedy, one drama that has comedic moments. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You folks at home, we thank you for joining us. Don't forget the Players Club and anything else. That's it.
No.
Seems like enough. On behalf. Tony, thank you again for sitting in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know what we were going to say?
What?
I think we mentioned it on last week's plugs, but we were going to say in the show, since the new season, maybe some new listeners, leave us a review on iTunes. That would help us out a lot.
We don't ever pimp for stuff like that. Right. That's not our bag. We always just let things lay. Yeah. But it's been a while since we've said anything like that. And I listen to other podcasts. And
they say it incessantly.
They say it. They do.
Yeah. So we're jumping on that bandwagon.
Hey, you like us? Give a review. Hey, click on the donate button. Like all the bullshit that these people do.
And, but it does help, so we appreciate it.
It does help. So let's kick that in the ass. 2015. Here we go. Tony Thaxton from Elise Navi Pod, from OddestGames.com. That's Tully Hooper, the Hunch of Matt Belknap. From Review, that's our good friend Andrew J. Daly. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.